Hi, I'm a Marvel.
And I'm a DC.
Hey, by the way, welcome back to the movies, man.
Hey, it's good to be back. It's been a while, but we've got plenty of projects lined up.
Oh, really? Like, Wonder Woman?
You may see that one eventually.
Oh. Flash?
Hey, you never know. Sometime, possibly soon in the next few years, keep your ears open. And we just asked a few writers to think about the possibility of maybe what it might take to theoretically make a Justice League movie in the next 10 years or possibly more, perhaps. What are you guys thinking of doing?
Well, actually, we are working on new Iron Man and Hulk and Ant-Man movies.
Ant-Man.
Yeah, and then once we finish the Captain America and Thor movies, we'll follow up with an Avengers movie.
Oh.
Not to mention negotiating for 3 more of my movies and Wolverine and Magneto spin-offs from X-Men.
You know, I might actually fight a supervillain in my next movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure, yeah. Oh, hey, I heard they just cast Two-Face in the next Batman movie. Oh, that is sweet, man. Oh, I'm sorry, did I say something wrong?
No, it's just everybody loves Batman.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
No, forget about it.
Leroy Jenkins!
All right, there you go. That was Superman and Superman and Spider-Man talking there to each other. Let's see, which microphone is yours? Oh, there it is right there. Okay, here's the situation. I've got a really horrible set of headphones right now. I can barely hear myself. In fact, I'm going to I'm taking the headphones off. I can't hear anything, but I'm just taking them off. There's no way I can do that.
You need another adapter, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that was bad. I just need to go downstairs and get my own. I was working all the way up till the time of the show, really. I was backed up today and lots of stuff to do. So, anyway, welcome to In-Game Chat. This is episode number 15, and I'm about to turn it over to everybody else in the studio while I run down and get those headphones, because it's very weird to not wear the headphones. I've been wearing them since I've been doing radio. Anytime,
right.
You know, you sit in the studio, you put on the headphones, because I don't know if people know this, but when you know, the reason they wear the headphones is because as soon as you turn on the microphone, everything cuts off in the studio. All the outside speakers and stuff like that, all of that just cuts off as soon as you turn on the microphone. So that little bit right there, I had to, you know, wiggle the microphone cord around to get the short out of it just to faintly hear what was going on so that I could talk afterwards. So anyway, oh, goodness. So I'm going to go do that. You guys, can you guys take over the news here for a second and just run it down for us while I go downstairs and get the headphones at work?
Head on, man.
Okay. Thanks for everybody joining us in the chat room. Sorry about the technical difficulty, but, I forgot and I thought these headphones would work.
Do you want to introduce us before you go so we can actually talk since it's Radioland?
Why don't you introduce yourself?
That's not how it works.
Why has it not worked that way? You're leaving us
Radioland.
Anyway. Radioland.
The host introduces the guests.
You're going to leave us anyway.
It's true. It's true.
So I can call
last
you anything.
Show, aren't, isn't it?
It is my last show, yeah.
This is Angela.
I wonder if that's taken as a gamer tag because I couldn't get Illuminator. Someone got that already.
We got John and Jeremy in the studio with us tonight, as per usual. John's last show.
Yeah.
It's you're headed out
for a while anyway. I mean,
where are you going?
I have phones. I have. I'm going to Louisville, Kentucky for the summer. I've got a summer job there, and then after that,
you got a job. What are you doing?
A theater. Doing theater.
Oh, okay,
stuff.
Cool. All right.
But after that, I have absolutely no idea where I'm going to be.
Will you be back?
For about a week. I might be on.
See you back then.
Yeah, I might be on in late July for a show or two. But.
Cool. this is your last show, and you know,
essentially,
thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, it's been good.
The amount of times we've got them all documented.
Yeah, it's true.
It's been really great. Zilla's here with us as well. She is in the little fishbowl, the booth. You can either say hello, wave, or whatever. I got your mic on, so they'll hear you either way. She's waving. Anyway,
we can't hear the wave, unfortunately.
No, we can't. We got a lot to talk about tonight. We've got the news that we're about to start going over. We've also got my Xbox broke. You will hear that so many times tonight. I say it broke.
It broke.
It died.
Yeah.
It died. 3-ring death, man. That was it. Have any of you guys experienced that just for a little bit? It happened to me way. It happened to me months ago.
I've only had
mine
like a couple of weeks.
Well,
now,
I know.
So.
I didn't have mine very long before it actually showed three rings. I was like, whoa. I turned it off and turned it back on. Everything was fine. But this past week, it was, I believe, Tuesday night. I think it was Tuesday. Yeah, it was. It was Tuesday night. Lost Planet came in the mail. I bought it from Gamefly. Had some $5 worth of Gamefly bucks. Got it at 10% off pre-played or whatever.
Yeah.
Came in the mail. I was like, hey, it's Lost Planet. I'm going to play it. I gave mine away during the very first episode. I gave my only copy of Lost Planet away. Autographed copy, by the way. And haven't had a copy since then. I finally got it in the mail. And what does my box do? It doesn't want to play Lost Planet at all. It dies on me. So, yeah, boy, I'll be bringing that up a lot. Might as well just say it now. Also, we got movie news and stuff like that. Got some gadget news and some interesting news in the world of tech. Some interesting stuff, some not-so-interesting stuff. We'll go over that as well. And a lot more, but I'm going to turn it over to these guys, Jeremy and John, and let them take it with the news while I run downstairs. So,
all right, man.
You guys go.
Right on.
All right. Well, you remember last week we talked about the student who was arrested.
Oh, yeah.
For designing the level of his school in, what was the game? It was Counter-Strike, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This thing that we had all done or thought about doing, any of us who have ever played a game like Counter-Strike, I'm pretty sure.
Right. Well, there's we've got a follow-up story this week. It says, last week a student in Texas was classified as a terrorist threat after recreating his school in the game Counter-Strike. This morning, I'm going to have trouble pronouncing his last name, Ken Hoekstra of Pi Studios had an op-ed piece published in Forbin Now. He defends the right of the student to create the school with the same basic reasoning used to jumpstart every creative individual. You write, draw, or design what you know. Ken writes, I speak from experience when I say that just about every aspiring level designer starts out by building what he or she knows. In this case, the poor kid built his school because he was familiar with it. Over the years, I've personally constructed the house where I grew up, my old grade school and high school, my old work office building, and my apartment complex and various level editors. Why? Because it was fun, plain and simple. So,
And this is a point that I don't think we really touched on last week. I mean, there's, of course, a lot of, you know, I mean, familiarity for fun is one thing. You know, you play in places that you know, and it's fun to walk around these places in the virtual world and all that. But another point that I think he was trying to get across is, if you're just starting to do this stuff, you're not ready to make up these worlds on your own.
No.
I mean, it's
that's absolutely right. You work with what you
right.
know.
You start with what you, I mean, it's
excellent
the same thing.
Point. We didn't think about that
yeah.
last week.
And, you know, if you're going to start drawing or painting or something like that, you know, you're going to start looking at things, looking directly at something and trying to reproduce it on the page. And then later on, you don't have to do that anymore. You can just think of something in your head. But when you start out, it's, you know, you've got to have that reference point.
Yep.
And so it's absolutely ridiculous to just assume that because he was building this level was for some nefarious purpose.
Yeah, I still think that school board needs to be fired.
Yeah, yeah.
All of them. So what you got over there?
Oh, I had about three or four things that I'd started to read and hadn't really gotten through any of them. Here we go. Rumors on peripheral prices for the game Rock Band.
Rock Band, that's the new game from the creators of the Guitar Hero series.
Correct. And this is, for anyone who doesn't know, it's going to be similar to Guitar Hero, except that you've got the whole band in this game. You've got vocalists, guitar, drums, everything. Everything that's in a normal Rock Band. I don't know if there's a keyboard attachment or anything like that.
Not yet. I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be Rock Band 2, I'm sure.
And it's going to work with the guitar from the Guitar Hero.
Right.
Games.
So that
right.
we can
that, which is nice,
it from the cost.
Which is nice there. But the thing is, I mean, people are sort of up in arms about this, but I remember that the Guitar Hero controllers are not exactly cheap, are they?
The one for the PS2, the standalone, I think, is like 50 or 60, I think.
Okay, yeah.
The game is $70.
Right.
The game with the controller, or with the guitar, 70. $70, I believe.
And by itself was 50 or 60?
Yeah, regular price, $40, $50.
Right.
Now, the 360 was up there. It was like, what was it, 90?
Yeah, it's still 89.
It was it was 90 for the guitar and the game. Yes. Yeah.
With a wired controller, which was also what they had said was going to be wireless.
The now, is this saying that GameStop has already taken pre-orders?
No, no. Okay. This, they're not even, and in fact, GameStop is saying that these prices are not even real.
Oh, okay.
I mean, these are like rumors or very
print the story then.
Yeah.
I should read the content before I just be like, that's a good headline. I'll take it.
Well, apparently these are prices that were listed on the website, but then a representative said that they're not really solid. These are sort of just ideas because they're not selling it the thing anyway. So why put the price up and why even run the story, right? But the rumored prices, we'll go ahead and report the rumor whether it's true or not, is that the game will cost $60, the drum set will be $80, the microphone will be $50, the wired guitar will be $60, and the wireless guitar will be $80. And so if you want a whole band, you're going to end up spending between $310 and $350.
A console.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like buying another console.
Which I paid that much today when I bought my Core to replace my broken 360.
Which we'll get into in great detail.
If somebody's in the chat room, they ought to keep score how many times I reference my broken box.
Yeah, you can make a game out of it.
and take a shot whenever.
Exactly.
They won't make it to the third hour.
No.
If they do that.
No. Just take small sips. I just think, I mean, this doesn't seem... It seems like everyone who read this story is going just absolutely bonkers about the prices, but it doesn't seem like
it's confirmed.
And it doesn't seem like it's that much more expensive than the stuff for Guitar Hero. I mean, it sort of seems like it's right in line, and you're not going to. Maybe they should be getting less expensive because they've already developed two or three of these things.
And I'm sure you can buy it in pieces and have bits and parts and things like
right.
that. So that's, you know, you progress. You have to. And you know what?
It's just like having a real band.
I was about to say, it's just like having a real band. Somebody needs to go out and buy their drum kit and then bring it over and, you know, whatever that place is. So.
And, you know, so we'll see if this actually works for them. Are people going to be willing to go out and spend all this money? Or are people going to look at this and say, huh, I could almost buy a real guitar for that?
Yeah, exactly.
And just go and make a real band. But, you know, we'll see.
I want to get these stories out here quick because these are actually very recent. But, first off, you get Forza 2 demo hit the marketplace this week. I had a broken box.
Okay.
I didn't know. I've still, you know, I bought my new box today, so tonight I'll go home and I'll download all the stuff I got to download. But Forza 2 was released. I would love to talk to you about it, but I can't because it's broke. Let's see, what else? The Crackdown content is what I wanted to talk about. It'd probably take us way long of a segment to go over actually everything they released and all the cool stuff. I can't tell you though. I'm happy with this type of downloadable content. I am more than willing to pay 800 points for what they're offering me. Yeah, that's a lot of. But the stuff that they offer you: brand new vehicles, brand new race types, brand new weapons, just a ton of stuff for you to do in that world. Not only that, you can play with somebody who has it, and you don't have to pay for it.
Yes, that doesn't happen very often.
No,
doesn't. Xbox Live.
This is the first time, from what I understand, that anything like that's ever happened. But you get new cars, new vehicles, with the paid stuff. Then there's free content that has a buttload of stuff that you can do with it. It's got the key to the city mode, which you haven't used that yet. I watched Did you watch the video?
No.
Head on over to Mouselook. There's some videos I posted in the Crackdown thread over there. Where you can watch the videos of these things in action. And the key to the city mode is basically...
it's a big cheat mode,
It's a big cheat mode just for you to mess around and do stuff with. You can sit there and bump your agency guy all the way up to, like, 5-star agility. Or if you want to go further, you can, like, go even higher than that. Let me show you.
You can just generate objects, like you can stack a bunch of explodable cans to... See what happens.
Let me show you this. I'm showing Jeremy this picture.
Stick ramps anywhere.
Just so he can get an idea. But when you really, really throw up those agility ratings, look at the guy. He's
Oh wow.
Exactly. You run really fast, you can jump very high. It's Crackdown on crack, basically.
It's like the Incredible Hulk super jumping.
Yeah, exactly. But there's been a problem. There's been reports of problems.
You were telling me about that earlier.
Yeah, this is kind of a scary thing, especially for those of you who have gotten, I don't know, say 493 orbs like I have, out of the 500 that are available. People have been joining the co-op games for I'm not sure which pack, but ever since the update, they've been joining co-op games, and when they come back, they've seen that their save game is gone.
That's not good.
Right. So
I like to play co-op.
Now you. Mm-hmm. So here's some advice for you if you're out there. You need to, if you've got a memory card, back it up. Back up your save file on the memory card, take that out, and then play co-op and enjoy it. And if it doesn't screw your save game up, at least you've got, you know, the extra on backup. If it does, then, hey, at least you've got the extra on backup and you can replace it with. But yeah, be very warned. If you don't have a memory card, just I would stay out of co-op for a little while. Check the forms, check the posts. If you're okay with losing your stuff, then you know, it's up to you. But hit the crackdown forums and everything else. The people who did this, they're very aware of what's going on, and they're trying to find some way to fix this. So,
well, I hope they fix it soon.
But it's out there.
I don't have a memory card.
Luckily, I've got one, so I'll be backing up my save. I'm at 493 orbs. I don't want to lose that.
I think I'm just going to stay away from the cooperative gameplay for a little bit.
Just really be very careful with that sort of thing, because you don't want to lose your save games. Not only that, I noticed where they help your ability to find the orbs.
Yes, when you get down to the last few, either hidden orbs or agility orbs.
It's last 20% for the agility, and I believe 30 or 40% for the hidden.
You can apparently hear that little ring tone that they
a lot louder
pulsating thing from further away.
So that's going to be great for me. I can't wait to jump in there and get those last, and then save my backup or save my game. So, but anyway, just wanted people to be aware of that, because that just started cropping up today. So there you go. Moving on. Go ahead. What do you got? Looking
Man,
at you.
You didn't give me much of anything. You took all the good stuff. Either
that or good stuff.
Because most of the stuff is like, let's see, Forza Motorsport 2 goes gold.
Yeah.
Okay, not much to say about that.
That's all I gave you?
Okay, how about...
it's all stuff like that.
I found one that caught my interest. Play Final Fantasy VII in Second Life. Did you read this, or did you just see the headline?
Yeah, I saw that. That was one of the ones I wanted. Well,
see? There we go.
Let's talk about that, then.
I mean, this is something that people who... I mean, if you're not familiar with Second Life, it's not really what you would call a game. It's just a virtual world. It's this big online virtual world that people can go into and walk around and build their own houses, and it really is sort of, you know, a Second Life. I think we've talked about it before. Anyway, some people who people in Second Life have recreated the world of Midgar, which, if you ever played Final Fantasy VII, is the world that you run around in, the city, rather. And they've also created a system in the game, or in a system that within Second Life you can sort of do the RPG stuff and gain experience and upgrade weapons and buy materia and all sorts of things. And, you know, I'm not sure if you get into battles or not or anything like that. It doesn't talk about that.
I remember seeing Becky over there with her.
Yeah.
She's got a Second Life character.
Yeah. And just to go check it
see
out.
What that
yeah.
looks like.
I've got one that I've not even made it off. I never even made it off of the what is it? The tutorial island.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because I got to the place where they're teaching you how to use vehicles, and I got into the vehicle, and you're supposed to be able to get into this thing and drive it around, and I just got in and it sat there and nothing happened. So, if anyone can tell me how to, you know, do that correctly, I must have been doing something wrong. But it just did not work, and so I left my Second Life and came back to my First Life and remembered that I had something to do.
Hey, but, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's plenty.
Real quick, James in the chat room, Fishbang, wanted me to let you guys know that he sent me, there's apparently a fix on the crackdown thing.
Mm. Oh, fantastic.
From the guys working on it. We're aware that the recently released crackdown download content is causing some gamers to experience a reset of their save games when they engage in co-op play. The team is working extremely hard to identify the issue and has provided steps to avoid the problem. Here you go.
A memory card.
Yeah, exactly. Buy a memory card. You're done. Simply follow these instructions. Sign into Xbox Live. Start Crackdown and receive the new title update. That's just the that's whenever you put the game in, it's automatically going to download this. It cannot play without you downloading this. Begin a single-player campaign game. Once loaded, press Start and choose Quit. Reboot Crackdown. Soft reboot or hard reboot of console. By following the steps above, this will ensure that your Crackdown experience will be trouble-free. You will then be able to enjoy the new title update features, the free-for-all pack, as well as all the goodies found in the paid pack as well. So
the problem apparently is just if you got the update and went immediately into co-op, it would corrupt the save game somehow?
Apparently so. A permanent solution will be released with the game's next title update, which will be available in the very near future. Read 6 months.
Yeah, or buy a memory card.
Or just buy a memory card. Unfortunately, these steps will not resolve or will not restore an old save file. There's no workaround for this. If this changes, we'll post additional information in these forums in the future. And we sympathize, and we're really sorry.
In other words, if you lost your save, you're done, son. Yeah. Start over.
So thanks thanks for finding that there, Fishbang. Appreciate it. So I want to get that out there to him as well. So.
Well, and that sounds, if you're ready to get into the woes of your of the red lights, it's a little bit better than the sort of solutions that they're offering for people who are experiencing your problem.
Hey, where's that story at? With
I kept it because trust me, man, I can devote a whole. I could have made this whole show nothing about this. I might have repeated myself, but I wouldn't care.
For those who are unaware, the 360, ever since launch, has had a bit of a problem that's plagued it, and where you go to play your Xbox 360, and there's these three. Red lights, and they're called the red lights of death by people who experience it because your 360 doesn't work
anymore. Basically the 360's version of the blue screen.
Right.
Exactly.
Of death.
The blue screen of death. So
it's been a fairly common problem,
and go ahead and read the story.
Peter Moore talks about it, and he said he can't comment on the failure rates because it's just not something, it's a moving target. What this consumer should worry about is the way that we've treated him.
How did they treat you, Scott?
You know, things break. And if we treated him well and fixed his problem, that's something we're focused on right now. I'm not going to comment on individual failure rates because I'm shipping in 36 countries and it's a complex business. How was I treated? We got to go to a commercial break. So that I may censor myself. No, we really do. We need to take a commercial real quick here, and we'll be right back. You know what? And I'll tell you about that. I'll tell you all about it and my horrible experience. Yeah, it wasn't that bad. But anyway, more of that coming up here on In-Game Chat on 1170 WACV. I think we need to retire Mega Man.
No, what you need to do is label the songs.
I didn't have your mic on.
You need to name the tracks.
I know I need to, but you know what?
You're not going to.
Can you
do it right now?
No.
No, he can't.
No?
I can't.
Oh, it's on the... Okay, I see.
Yeah, we talked about that, and I have no control that I can
see.
Do that.
I see. Not on the fly, anyway.
All right, exactly.
To go back and, yeah.
So...
Oh, dear.
Anyway, welcome back to In-Game Chat, and we are in, let's see, what was it, first hour, I guess. I don't know. I tell you, my dead box is just, I don't like it. I had it for a year and 6 months. It was a launch unit, manufactured October 15th of 2005.
And how long is the warranty?
The warranty only lasted a year. However, it was extended on launch units last year for another year.
Oh, okay, so it should still be under warranty.
And abruptly canceled January 1st of 2007 with very little fanfare.
Interesting. As though they knew something was going to happen.
Quietly in a press release probably pertaining to Vista.
Right.
a little fine print. They said, all warranties are now void on all Xbox 360s made in before, you know, December of 2006 or 5. whatever the case, my launch unit is crapped out. I went and I turned it on, and I got the three red lights, and I thought, oh my, I literally, out loud, you know how people say LOL, and they're like, oh no, I just did that, I actually laughed out loud? Uh-uh. That was oh my God.
Yeah.
Zoma Card Barbecue, exclamation 111.
With a tilde, maybe.
Whatever, it was horrible. I saw it, and I immediately, like, turned it off as though... You know, I only had 5 seconds before it blew up.
Right.
So I thought, and then I stare at it, you know, like you would if you just turned off a deadly,
right.
Like you just cut the red wire.
Yeah.
You wait for a second. You're like, did it work? All right, let's see. And so I turned it back on.
Three red lights.
Because you said this had happened once before.
It happened once before. I remember seeing it and I thought, you know, again, I actually reacted the same way. I was like,
right.
Whoa.
Off.
quickly turn that thing off, thinking, what's going on? So then I turned it back on, and it worked fine, and I thought, okay, just fluke, no problem. You're still hanging with me, but, you know, I'm seriously. It's I don't know if it's, what does it say about me that I'm talking to my 360 like it's my best friend, but, you know, it died on me. So, you know, I turned it back on, got the three red lights. I turned it off, turned it back on again, got the three red lights. Then, for whatever reason, because I guess I was annoyed, I rapidly pressed the power button a bunch of times. Turn it on, off, or on, thinking, okay, maybe it'll reset itself somehow or something like that. So then once that was done, I head to my other friend called the Internet. And I look online to figure out what's going on. And there were some solutions. They were like, hey, if you're seeing three red lights, here's what you do. Go up to it, turn it on. You got three red lights. Okay, turn it off. Take your hard drive out. Turn it back on. Do you have three red lights? Yes, you do. Well, put the hard drive back on because that's obviously not your problem. Mm-hmm. Take out your take out the cord that connects to the, your audio-video cables. Take those out. Turn on your power. Doesn't work. Just turn that off. Now take unplug the power source and then plug it back in. Turn your power on. Turn it on. It didn't work. All right. Now take off all wires. Take out all the take out the AV cables. Take out your USB cables that connect to whatever you've got hooked up to it. Take all cables out of it. Unplug the power source. Then unplug the power source from an electrical socket. Then wait. Plug it back in to the electrical socket. Then plug back in your AV cables. Then plug in whatever else you want to. Then plug in the power source. Right. Turn on your Xbox. What do you get? I got three red lights. Yeah. There's an alternate solution that somebody have talked about where, and you may have read about this in your search for how to, I don't know, what's going on. People have been wrapping towels.
I have read about that, the towel trick.
Do what now?
Apparently, exactly. If you wrap your Xbox 360 experiencing three red lights in a towel and turn it on and let it overheat, and then you turn it off and unwrap it and turn it back on, it'll come on for a little bit. But it's a very, very temporary fix. It'll go right back in like 10, 20 minutes to three red lights again. And it's... That's not a good idea.
No.
It's a very, very bad idea.
So, did I try the towel fix? No. I'm not wrapping my box in a towel. So, I didn't do that. So then I call support, 1-800-4-MY-XBOX. There was a time when I should have had that number written down, you know, when I was under warranty. However, if you were... Wow,
sorry.
That was a pop.
That was a pop. Sorry.
He's trying to adjust his microphone. So I called tech support, and, you know, I go through the menus. And, by the way, if you've never called tech support for Microsoft, for the Xbox, I don't know if it's different for Microsoft.
No, it's not. It's just as bad.
Well, no, they have the automated guy come on, and he's all talking cool to you. He's like, hey, thanks
hey,
for calling.
Sorry, your crap's broken.
Wait, no, we can do this. Hang on.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. I was going to say, where's my phone? Yeah. Hang on. We can
is it okay to put the number over the air? No one's going to care about that.
1-800.
They publish it, don't they? Yeah, it's okay.
1-800-4-MY-XBOX.
Well, it's a tech support number.
Right.
I hope they published it.
Hang on, let me fix
it. You never know. It is Microsoft.
We can do this. Hang on. Let's see. 1-800.
Well, is that good? Okay. We're hanging.
For my. Where's the X?
It's on the 9.
Hey, thanks for calling Xbox customer support.
Hey.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
All right.
Hey, we're currently getting a lot of calls.
I bet.
Experience a longer than normal wait time. My name is Max, and there are several things I can help you with.
What's up, Max? You can say.
Where'd Max go?
Don't it's voice recognition.
What did you need help with? Please say Xbox console or press 1. Xbox Live or press 2. Games or press 3. Accessories or press 4. Or accounts and billing or press 5.
Back.
Hang on and I'll see if someone else is available to help you. The agent will be able to help you faster if you have your gamer tag ready.
Of course. Sorry, Max.
What's it doing now?
It's to an operator, most likely.
Thank you for contacting Xbox.
Oh.
We are unable to take your call at this time.
Oh.
Please try your call again later. For answers to frequently asked questions and help with common troubleshooting,
Anyway.
She's going to transfer us back to Max, I think.
I should have. Well, I forgot that it was voice recognition. Because he's like, hey, what do you have a problem with? Say Xbox. Say Xbox 360. Right. And then you do that. He's like, Xbox 360. Got it. So what are you having a problem with? That sort of thing. And you go through this stuff. And so how
did Max treat you?
That's his response every time you answer his question. It's repeat the answer.
Right.
Got it. Or gotcha. Or okay.
Max is a hip guy.
He really is. He's like, try this, blah, blah, blah. And feel free to say next if you've already tried these options. Next. And then by the way, if you call 1-800-4-MY-XBOX, get into the Xbox 360 menu, if that's what you're calling about, and just immediately say agent, and you'll get an agent. So
it's the verbal equivalent of pressing zero a lot.
Yeah, a bunch of zeros. So just say agent, and you'll be done with it, and you won't have to worry about it.
Hmm.
I finally got in touch with an agent. Again, when I wrote in the forums about this, they're tech support, and I use that term very loosely, and I still do at this time too. Some woman picked up, and her voice was not very clear. She didn't sound foreign, but for whatever reason, I don't know if her mic was overmodulated or what was going on, but her voice was it was hard to make out any details.
Call center phone systems. Having worked in one before, they're not always great.
It wasn't.
As far as quality.
It was very hard to understand what she was saying. Yeah. I could make out what her intent of what she wanted
to
do.
It's like a McDonald's drive-thru.
That's kind of, yeah. It was kind of like that, because I could hear her say, turn off the 360. Okay, I'll do that. Whatever. Then, this is what she does. After you go to the website and try out those things, then you call tech support. Then Max says, hey, try out those same things that we have listed at the website.
Right, just in case you
Once you're done and you get to an agent, the agent makes you try out those things again.
Right.
Even though you tell them, I've already done this. They're like, oh, do it again just in case. And I guess I can understand they want to be thorough and make sure you've really gone through and checked these things. So once I was done, they said, okay, what's the ID number? What's the number on the box? I said, here's the number. They said, Scott, hey, how you doing? Not really,
right.
But they knew who I was. She didn't know who the hell I was, but, she said, okay, we see that you purchased your 360, they knew it was a launch unit. They knew I had never called tech support. They knew when I registered.
You've been playing. They know who you talk to.
You know, exactly. I know what you're
doing
with that.
They may know what you had for breakfast. We're not sure.
So they do that, and then
well, he's got his webcam hooked up.
Yeah, exactly. Oops.
But are they? You know, never mind.
She says, okay. Unfortunately, your warranty has expired. Now, this was before I found out that they had.
That they had ever extended it,
or
they had recalled the extension.
I knew they extended it for another year, but then I did not know that they had stopped after January of 2007. So she's telling me, yeah, your warranty has expired. It expired in 2006. It expired in November of 2006. And I said, I thought you guys extended it. She's like, no. she says, no, we haven't. And I said, okay, well, what do I need to do? What needs to be done here? And she said, well, if you'd like to have it fixed, you'll have to pay for it. And I said, you know, without doing any research or anything or whatever, I said, okay, I'm going to have to call you guys back. And she said, she started talking, but I was already thumbs away from the ear, hang up, you know, gone. I'm done with that. I don't want to mess with that. They didn't really give me a hard time, to be honest with you. They weren't. There was just these little tech problems or whatever.
Right.
She sounded new, but then again, I've never called their tech support, so maybe they all sound new.
And they all sound new.
If you call Microsoft tech support anyway, they're going to have a script in front of them, and they're basically doing, they really are just doing exactly what you did on the website. It's just, you're calling up someone who gets paid to sit and look at the website and tell you to do those things.
Yeah.
With maybe a few extra options thrown in. I mean, they've got a script with those same predefined answers that they have to follow.
It really made me appreciate Max more.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
maybe Max has a little more freedom even. He's a little bit smarter than
He can recognize my voice, which is interesting.
Right.
He's not even there.
And you can recognize his voice.
He understood me when I said, next.
I've already done this, Max. Let's don't go through this
okay.
again, Max.
Okay, gotcha.
Oh,
so that's where I stood, and then I went online and I reported, you know, I wrote up the obit and reported my Xbox being dead, and that was it. Jeremy, however, seems to have found a something that may be able to help me with that, and so I brought my box in tonight, and he will take it home and try and doctor on it and Frankenstein it all up he wants and see what happens. By the way, the faceplate that's on there is one I custom bought off the internet, so please be careful with it.
No problem, man.
It's all shiny and chromey, and I want it back. Even if you can't fix it, I need to snap that off and put it on my new one. So
I'm looking forward to this. I haven't had an opportunity to open up a next-gen system yet.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can give us a rundown on that. We got to take a break here and catch up with Fox News, but we'll be right back with more on maybe how to fix your Xbox here coming up next on In-Game Chat on 1170 WACV. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Let's see. Where were we? We were left off talking about our Xbox. Well, my Xbox 360. My dad, 360. Poor, poor fella. He drew his last breath.
Yep.
I didn't even see it coming.
Oh, he'll draw more breaths.
I didn't even see it coming, man. There was no warning signs.
He's going to have to resuscitate.
We'll get it resuscitated.
He didn't have a drinking problem. He was a good kid. He really was. He was just, you know, I don't know. I don't know what happened, really. I have no clue what happened. Hopefully, Dr. Strax will be able to...
the doc is in.
to tell me what's going on. What did you find out, though? Now, you gave me some interesting numbers as far as, like, you know, what's been going on.
Yeah, well, apparently the most common problem is that the either CPU or GPU will pull up away from the motherboard.
Right.
Due to the way it's the heat sinks are clamped on.
So is it bad that I slapped the hell out of it?
Yeah, probably. No, I don't know.
No, I don't hit machines.
But yeah, somebody posted a tutorial explaining how to remount the heat sinks so that they push down on the CPU and GPU and actually push them back into place and get the connections up and your box working again.
Right.
And on the Xbox Scene forums, xbox-scene.com, we've been around since the early days of the original Xbox and writing homebrew software and developing mods and hacks for it. Out of 133 people that tried this method of repair, it worked for 127 of them. So that's good odds, man. I think we'll have you up and running here before too much longer.
I hope so. I know it's got some fixes in there. Are you going to have to do the thing you were telling me where you have to drill the holes wider and then put all this other stuff in? Are you going to have to – is that stuff that you already have, or do you have to go out and buy those things or whatever you
– Well, I don't have a drill, but, you know, they've got some out at work that I can use. The actual parts that I need to buy are, like, less than $10 at Lowe's, so
– Okay. Well, just let me know if I need to get you anything.
All right.
To try and fix this thing. If you're able to fix this – I don't want to get you back into that hole. I don't want to get you back into that, but, you know, you might be able to
I was thinking I might could turn a tidy profit.
Make some extra bucks,
buying,
you know,
broken systems off eBay and reselling them as working ones.
Yeah. So.
Refurbished. That's what you call things like that.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yes.
Appreciate
it. That's the proper name.
So I tell you what.
Well, I mean, don't say that they were, you know, previously broken systems.
Right.
Just
refurbished.
Yeah.
If you're curious about all the stuff he was talking about there, because he printed them out, but the link is it over in MouseLook? Did
it's
we put
on
it there?
MouseLook.
If you go to MouseLook.com, go to the forums. There is a thread called "The End of an Era," which was death of my boy, the death of my box, and in there is a link that that Strax has posted. There you can go to and try and fix it yourself.
It's got the whole tutorial
well.
There.
Yeah, it's very in depth. I know a couple of the guys over at Evil Avatar were wanting you to document the progress of how you fix it and that sort of thing. But if you're doing the same thing that they've got right there, it's already been documented. So
yeah,
might as well take a look at it. If that isn't the problem, though, it'd be interesting. But like you said, how many users?
127 out of 133.
What was the other people?
They didn't say. They just said that this didn't work.
That didn't work for them. Okay, cool. Well, that's
so
good
they
to know.
Had maybe a different problem even.
Yeah, some of them said it didn't work at all. At least one person said it worked for a little while and then stopped working pretty soon thereafter. So.
Right.
Well, I hope. When do you think you'll get? When do you think you'll get to it?
I don't think it'll take too long.
Because just as much as I talk about my dead 360, I'll be asking you.
Yeah.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? No, not really. I mean, I'll have the. I bought a core system today. It was weird because I walked into the store, and I said, "Hey, I need an Xbox 360 core." I called earlier. You guys had some, and the other sales guy's like, "Well, we've also got these Xbox 360." And I'm like, "Nope, nope, nope. I need the core. I don't need a premium. I don't need an elite. I just need the core." And you know, he's kind of, you know, he's kind of looking at me. I said, "No, no. I'm sorry. My situation is that my 360 died. I got all the stuff I need. I just need a system, really. I don't need all the bells and whistles that come with all that other stuff." Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, here you go. So I checked it, and the manufacturer date on this one is, I'm not sure how they write the dates on there. I knew 10/15 of 2005 was mine, because obviously there is no month that is the 15th. however, this one is 12/8. So it's either August the 12th or December the 8th. I'm not sure of when it was manufactured, but it was 2006. So there you go. So that's the machine I got, and so I'll be hooking that up tonight, downloading the dashboard update that came out. You guys have enjoyed that. Have you? I don't know.
It updated, and I'm still playing games.
Yeah, and so the dashboard update that came out, the Forza 2 demo, the Crackdown packs that came out, all this great stuff, and the fact that I can get back in and play with you guys. So looking forward to all of that. Although my Saturday is shot, so. My Saturday has been shot in the foot, with the exception of, you know, Saturday night. But
Well, looking back over here at the news real quick and talking about Xbox.
Which we don't have too much time to do, but go ahead.
Give us a quick one.
Peter Moore said that they may, you know, release something like Folding at Home for the 360.
We talked about that. By the way, and I meant to mention this, if you go to mouselook.com, again, go into our forums, go into the open discussion forum. We have a section set up for, what is it, Calculations for a Cure? Kevin Hoggie.
For those who are, you know, just listening and don't know what any of this is, Folding at Home is a project that uses processing time of a computer or a machine that can do calculations to basically research cures for diseases like cancer and AIDS and Alzheimer's. Things like that, and Folding at Home was released for the PS3, and a lot of processing time has been devoted to.
I'm still the leader on the Evil Avatar team.
Oh yeah,
140 now.
Well, you don't. How often do you play the PS3, right?
So well, you know, my 360 died. I kind of went over there to it, and I'm like, well, crap! I really can't play anything. I have to download all this stuff. All of it was demos, and I'm like, well, I got to download it, so I just let it download and that sort of thing. So.
See, the thing I want to know is if. If the main thing that causes the CPU to kind of separate from the board is excessive heat and prolonged usage, then what's Folding at Home going to do to the rest of those people that...
I always heard that...
But they're out of warranty now, so it's fine.
Yeah, but it's... I mean, if you're using spare cycles, it's probably not going to be getting too hot. But
man, my laptop gets extraordinarily hot.
Really?
When running Rosetta at home.
Yeah.
Because it's using 100%.
Well, that's true. That's true. It actually is running
all the time.
Full,
they're spare cycles, but
because
you're using all of
as many
cycles.
As it can. That's a good point. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we got to take a break again, and in fact, this will take us right up to the top of the hour. We'll be back 6 minutes after 8 o'clock here on Endgame Chats, right here on 1170 WACV.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy.
Think I'm just too wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
Welcome back to In-Game Chats here on 1170 WACV. This is our second hour, and earlier the first hour, I was having problems with my headphones or whatever. I had a piece of crap headphones, so I had to go downstairs and grab mine. All the little personal introductions, I introduced you guys, right?
Yeah, at John's insistence.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it's his last.
I made
show.
Sure it happened. Yeah, that was my last request. Apparently,
it is, and we'll send you off. Yeah. Good as well.
So. Right on.
But anyway, a lot of the times I didn't get a chance to say that, you know, hey, head on over to mouselook.com or evilavatar.com. Evil Avatar today was not doing too well. I don't know if any of you guys tried to go to it, but evilavatar.com was kind of bad today. All day long, I was really having trouble getting to the site, and there were some news stories I was trying to print out, but I couldn't do it because I couldn't get into the site. So they were having some problems over there. I don't know if those problems are fixed. The chat room's working really well. So if you can't get over to Evil Avatar to try and get into the chat room, head on over to mouselook.com because we've got a link there as well to get into the chat room, to listen to the stream, all the stuff you need to know. The phone number to call in is there as well, 334-272-9228 is the number that you can use to call. You know, interesting, back to my broken Xbox. I don't know if the play. I don't know if this is just the way the story goes. Is that whenever yours dies, you start finding other people's who have died as well. But it unusually seems a lot of people with launch systems this week had dead 360s at some point during this week, either before the update, after the update, whatever the case. Some guy downloaded the update fine, and then when he downloaded the Forza 2 demo, he had some problems with it. And when he restarted his box, three red rings. It just goes to show you no one is safe. but a lot of I'm telling you, I read a lot of stories, basically off of Evil Avatar, but a lot of stories of people having their 360s die this week. Who had launch units. And so, you know, if yours died this week, you know, give us a call. Let us know if it was a launch unit. What's what you're going to do about it? Did you call tech support? Are you still under warranty? Eh, let us know. I don't do good with sign language, man. Just, you know. The phone number? Yeah, 334-272-9228. I thought I said that earlier.
Oh, you did.
Okay, she's just not listening. She's on the phone all the time.
Making personal calls. Actually, coming out of your pay.
We just got one. Well, we don't pay her.
Yeah. So it's easy to take it out.
Yeah. But I'll tell James to take up more time on his 360. She can't play Luxor all the time. But anyway, so it just seemed like I said, it was like a lot of the 360s were turning off this week, as though a time release was ready to go off. It's been a year and 6 months. Time for them to die. So that's seemed to be what was going on out there. But anyway, we didn't really get into much of the news here because we were covering my sad, pathetic, you know, life that surrounds my 360 dying. But what are
some of the rest of the news then?
Yeah. What do you got? Did you get some better news? Are you happy now?
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I'm a lot happier with the stack.
Jeez.
Activision confirms new version of Guitar Hero called Rock the 80s.
Right, this
There's
is the
been
one.
A rumor about an 80s edition.
Awesome.
With 80s tracks for a while. Some of the confirmed songs are I Wanna Rock by Twisted Sister, I Ran by Flock of Seagulls, Round and Round by Rat, I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow.
Bubblegum and Taffy?
I wish. Mental Health by Quiet Riot. Holy Diver by Dio.
It's odd that Quiet Riot, Quiet Riot gets Holy Diver, but not Come On, Feel the Noise.
No. Holy Diver's a Dio song.
No. Quiet Riot. He said
Mental Health.
Mental Health by Quiet Riot.
Right.
Yeah. But not Come On, Feel the Noise.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's the obvious one, man. Right.
I would think so, you know.
That's the Quiet Riot hit right there.
But, you know, apparently not.
And I don't know if you know, but Quiet Riot hated that song.
Did they?
Maybe that's why they're not letting
it
be
song.
It was
one of
game.
Those.
That's
it was
right.
One of those songs that, like, this is a song that you're going to do. And
right.
They're like, we hated it. We didn't get it. We thought it was a stupid song. So when we recorded it, we did the worst job we possibly could. And it turned out to be a huge hit.
Isn't that sort of what the song's about anyway? Is about not being able to do the song well?
And the other one is Heat of the Moment by Asia, who's now newly reformed. All the original members are back together.
All right.
And touring. Yeah.
So. No Maiden?
Well, this is the final version will have, they say, at least 30 tracks, so don't worry if a personal favorite is missing.
Okay.
No, they're not done yet.
Plenty more.
They're not done yet. I can't see not having a Van Halen in there.
There's got to be some Van
Come
Halen,
on.
Some Bon Jovi. Maybe some Aerosmith.
Aerosmith, Bon Jovi, yeah. I mean, come on. It's got to be.
Yeah, man. Poison, Whitesnake.
Yeah.
Some Def Leppard
stuff in there. Def Leppard.
Yes.
So there's got to be some stuff in there. But so far, we only know of 5 songs. Woo. go ahead, Mr. Newsboy.
Bomberman is coming to the Xbox Live Arcade.
All
right.
It's
a personal favorite.
But wait, they already had a Bomberman game for the 360.
Did they?
Act Zero?
I don't know.
It is what is considered... It's horrible.
Really?
It is. Okay. It is horrible.
So it's not a real Bomberman game. Though.
There are other people who see
they
it on...
They occasionally make these Bomberman games that aren't Bomberman games, so that's...
It's made by the same people. They just tried to take it in a different direction and they failed.
They've done that before. They did it on the 64 a few times, and it was terrible.
Sort of like Castlevania.
Yeah.
Oh, but this one really failed, man. There are people who see it on sale and they're like, you know what? They need to pay me
to they made
like
an adventure game. Of Bomberman on the 64 was absolutely terrible.
Oh, that's the one on the 360, from what I heard, horrible. But anyway, go ahead. We're getting the good guy, though.
The good one. Yeah. The real Bomberman multiplayer, blow up little blocks in a maze kind of thing. We play that a lot. We used to play that a lot at Monday nights at my house using our Nintendo DSs. But that'll be fun to play you guys on live.
Yeah. Have you picked up Catan? Or is it Catan?
I haven't yet.
Is it Catan or Catan?
I think it's Catan.
Is it Ninja Gaiden or is it Ninja Gaiden?
Gaiden. It's Gaiden.
I know it's Gaiden.
Yes.
I thought that over once. I was like, why would it be called Gaiden? Isn't that a character on Battlestar? No, it's Gaeta.
Well, no, just, you know, the actual pronunciation. But, yeah.
No, yeah, exactly. So I
in
don't
the
know
country that ninjas come from.
Anyway, back to the story.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's an interesting thing. Joystick writes this report in what could considered truly be considered a statistical improbability for Xbox Live. We've made it through more than our fair share of rounds in Catan, I guess. I don't know. Without any player-related issues. Everyone we've met who makes it through a full game gets a good approval rating, and nobody has deserved a complaint or negative review. It's actually been... You remember when we played Uno with the cam? We talked about this last week, and some dude came on there and was like, hey, look at my gap. Look at my gap. He's got, you know, his camera's got...
He's nine, actually.
He's nine, whatever it was. And some dude's holding a shotgun in the background where I'm like, whoa, what the hell am I looking at, you know? It really was like, why? I don't understand it.
I just want to play Uno, man.
It just upsets me. But apparently, the players of Catan are actually, you know...
Well-behaved.
Well-behaved, just generally. What it seems to think is that... what they're saying is that maybe Catan brings a different crowd to Xbox Live. And given their experience, they believe that that's absolutely true.
I don't think the guy we played Uno with would have the patience to play Settlers.
No. not at all. What a lot of people have talked about in this sense is having maybe an adults-only section for Xbox Live. I don't think that'll stop anybody, though.
No.
It may filter out some, but it's still not... I mean, the guy we talked to was an adult.
See, I...
The guy with his nine. He was an adult, but, you know.
I think there should be like a 25 and over section of Xbox Live.
But how do you...
Adults and over just...
You can't even... You no, can't really enforce
you
that,
You can't
though.
Enforce it, so...
There's no way that that can happen, but... They said it would still be really nice to play Halo without the, let's just call it, noise. but they really hope that maybe that changed. It's, you know, I haven't played online with anybody yet, but I've seen a lot of, you know, people playing online. I think that's a game that I would probably only play online with just friends of mine who were interested in playing it, because we're both, all of us have never really played the game.
Yeah.
And so getting in there with the unexperienced is probably the easiest way to go, so. Halo 3
What?
I don't know. I'd like to buy a Valve. Halo 3 pre-orders reached over 4 million in North America alone.
Wow.
But I just read this. There is a note at the bottom that says, by the way, this is not consumer pre-orders. This is retailer pre-orders. It's the whole thing of how many you shipped, how many did you sell.
Yeah.
You
know? I wonder if the retailers get the same thing that we get, you know. If you're a retailer, do you get, you know, I guess wholesalers coming up to you and say, hey, do you want to pre-order this game every time you talk to them?
Yeah. Oh, no. Had that same experience when I bought my 360 today.
Oh, great, great.
They're saying, how many games would you like to reserve while you're here? And I was like, I don't really want to reserve
none.
Any.
I've already got a system.
I was like, I don't really want to. They're like, but whatever. You got Bioshock coming out?
What are you going to play, man?
You know, well, he listed all this stuff. And then I said, but, you know, what you just listed is August, September, August, November, October.
Right.
I got time, man. I'm okay. And the fact that your store is not near where I live. You know, I said, you know, I go to the Prattville store, and I needed to come here and get the thing. Although I did mention the show.
Oh,
I did plug us while I was there.
It's like a reverse tactic, you know.
Yeah, and in fact, I've got a wired controller now for my 360 that I bought.
Right on.
It comes with the core system, which I'm probably going to trade in and use to pre-order
right
stuff.
On. Yeah.
So that's what I'll do with it. But anyway, go ahead.
Let's see.
I thought you had something ready because you were looking at me like, hey, let me talk.
No, I was just...
Shut up, you babbling brook.
I was kind of puzzling over the story. They're going to release... I guess they're calling it Soltrio Solitaire on Xbox Live Arcade.
Look at the Solitaire. How many points?
800, which is $10.
That's not right.
But, well, it's a collection of 18 compelling solitaire games.
It's still compelling. Solitaire.
And, no, wait, it gets better. This solitaire game will have a two-player cooperative mode and competitive modes. It's not exactly solitaire if it's not being played Duolatere? By yourself.
Right.
Duolatere.
Duolatere.
Duolatere? Anyway.
So, makes me wonder if they put speed in there. I wonder if you, can you play speed online?
But it's not solitaire, is it?
If you go downtown, I'm sure you can pick some up.
Yeah. No, you can play. No, actually, I take that back, because on New Super Mario Brothers, the mini games, there is the card game speed.
Okay. Oh, wow.
That you can play. Me and Kim on a trip to, I don't know where we're going, Birmingham or Atlanta, we had our DSs and we played speed on the mini games that are on New Super Mario Brothers.
While you were driving?
I wasn't driving.
Oh, okay.
No. Bear was driving.
Okay.
That's too obscure, man.
I don't know. Probably not for anybody in the chat room, but then again, you know. Yeah, obscure reference. What else you got? You know, you wanted new stories, so you've got all your news stories now.
I've got some quick Nintendo stuff. Yeah, which, you know, I like talking about Nintendo stuff since it's the only new system I have.
That's right, you got a Wii.
Yeah, still have it, yeah.
Sell that crap and get a 360.
No, not yet. And one of these stories will tell you one of the reasons why. But first off, this is not really an incredible surprise, but Nintendo titles are filling out the top 20 games in Japan. In fact,
Japan.
Right. I think there was maybe, and there's like one or two of these that are not actually developed by Nintendo. The top 10 list, there's a Final Fantasy XII, which is Square Enix, but it's for the DS. And something called Momotaro Dentetsu DS, which is for the DS, which is made by Hudson, and I have no idea what that game is about because I can pronounce Japanese but not understand it.
almost made me spill my drink.
With the exception of Title VI, Mario vs. Donkey Kong Mini Mini Daikushin, which I'm pretty sure what that one means. But and it actually does have the exclamation point.
I'm pretty sure that's Mario vs. Donkey Kong 2 March of the Minis over here.
Yeah,
I'd rather
thanks.
Be called Mini Mini Daikushin.
Mini Mini Daikushin!
Mini Mini Daikushin! Woo!
Daikushin, yes. And,
super happy!
Other familiar titles, Super Paper Mario, Wii Sports, Yoshi's Island, New Super Mario Brothers, still top-selling games. But the thing that got my attention, that made me really excited, this was just today, I believe.
They're getting some Final Fantasy stuff.
There is that, but what I saw that Namco Bandai has announced a third-person adventure-type Soul Calibur game for the Wii.
Yeah.
And being an enormous fan of Soul Calibur 2, having never played 3 because I didn't have any PlayStation to play it on, this is happy news for me.
They also announced Rygar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, remake
of Rygar.
Sweet, also.
Can you imagine using that controller to throw that shield around?
Yeah, exactly. See, I mean, well, this is the sort of thing that I've been wanting to do with the Wii Remote, but it just depends on how...
You're just going to have to wait longer.
Yeah, and it just depends, I mean, because Soul Calibur is slated for winter, supposedly. I mean, maybe hopefully they'll release it, you know, on time rather than what Nintendo's doing. But.
Well, while we're talking about Nintendo stuff, they're also, they updated Final Fantasy III.
Yeah,
all 3D and pretty and stuff.
They're
going to do it for four.
All of them. They're going to end up doing all of them, but yeah.
Well, until
they lap themselves.
Well, you know, they were releasing all of them for the Game Boy.
Right.
Well, first the PlayStation, then.
Yeah, because you had like classics and adventures.
Then they started doing the Game Boy Advance, and then DS came out, and 3 was the only game they hadn't released between 1 and 6 on the Game Boy. They're like, let's do it on the DS instead. Now they're updating everything on the DS. I don't think you'll ever be able to play every Final Fantasy game on one system. They get shiny new system over here. Let's go remake all the games on it now. But yeah.
So they're redoing 4, which was never released in the U.S.
No, it was.
Oh, later.
As Final Fantasy 2 on Super Nintendo.
Oh, that's right. That was 2. And 3 was 6?
3 in the U.S. was 6 in Japan.
Okay.
Yes.
Hang on, let me get my graph chart here and figure out what we're talking
about.
Talk about
things being lost in translation.
Yeah, it gets hard to talk about the old Final Fantasy games because of the way they messed up the numbers.
Kind of like Fox and Firefly, huh?
Yeah. I don't have the story in front of me anywhere, but I also saw that they're releasing Lego Star Wars 1 and 2 on the Wii as a single.
Yeah, they're going to give them the whole game, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
with little Wii control add-ons and stuff.
That'll be, lightsaber. Yeah,
right.
I guess. I don't know.
You should be, yeah.
Yeah.
But those are, by all accounts, very good games, so.
Yeah. I'm wanting to really see people doing things with that interface.
Yeah, they really need to stop just porting stuff over and releasing unique stuff. What the entire promise of the Wii was.
Right.
Not as many ports, more unique stuff.
To think about a Star Wars game where you can actually hold a lightsaber and it actually follows.
And it actually follows
the motions of your hand. Imagine that.
Yep.
Rather than just shaking the remote to make it do a predefined sequence of attacks.
You won't be seeing much of that stuff until next year, though.
Yeah, probably not. Because, I mean, I understand it takes a long time to code for, and people are having to learn the new system and everything.
Well, nobody was developing for it at first.
Right.
Nobody started developing for the Wii until they saw it was
Until they saw that
sense.
It was selling, you know,
Which
millions
was earlier
and millions.
This year, and it takes about a year to code a game, so no third-party support for next year, man.
I'm looking for it, though. It's going to be nice when it happens.
And speaking of the Wii, Resident Evil 4 is getting a Wii make.
bad.
But they announced it's only going to be $29.99. It's going to have a budget price
on
it, which is cool.
Yeah.
Well, because you've already bought it twice. Well,
I
GameCube it on the PS2.
I haven't played RE4 yet.
Yeah, I declined to buy it on my GameCube, and I guess it's
and
a good thing now.
And you bought it on the PC as well. They've released it.
No. Didn't buy that one either because I don't run Windows.
I'm saying that the option is there. In other words... They realized that they were kind of late to the game on this. They realized that people have probably already bought this for the GameCube. They realized that if they didn't buy it for the GameCube, they probably got it for the PS2. And even if not for the PS2, there was a PC version.
Right, so there's no way... they're not going to sell a lot of copies at
$50.
They're not going
to charge full price on this because
which is
this
a good
thing has been out on many different platforms already.
Speaking of PCs, there was a... I don't have it in front of me, but there was an opinion piece that I saw while I was wandering around talking about how much Microsoft is screwing up the Live system for Windows.
Man, I read that story, and the guy had absolutely no idea what he was talking about.
Oh, really?
No.
I may have seen a different one, but, I mean, the bit I saw was basically just saying that they don't have, you know, they're trying to charge for things that PC gamers are used to getting for free.
Yeah, and they're not. They're not going to charge for online multiplayer, which is what this guy's entire...
So he thought he was doing something different.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get a silver account,
right,
and you can still play online.
Mm-hmm.
The thing with gold is that you'll be able to play with Xbox 360 owners.
So without the gold, you can only play with PC gamers?
Yes. I think there's a few other benefits to getting gold, but his entire thing was, they're trying to make us pay for multiplayer. No, they're not. No, they're not, man.
Only if you want to play with your friends who have a 360.
Yeah.
Then they want you to pay for it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's not something you've always been able to do.
Well, no. So they're making you pay for the new feature, which, I mean, now, Grant, I mean, I can see his point in that they're operating on the same network. And if these are really the same, well, okay.
I don't think we even know that yet.
No, we don't. We don't for sure. But they're obviously able to connect with each other.
Yeah.
I don't think it's costing Microsoft much more, aside from development cost, you know, just learning how to, building the ability to make these systems talk to each other. Once they've done that, they're not having to spend a lot extra, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean, Microsoft doesn't build anything for free.
Oh, no. And they've
realized that...
But the thing is, you know, we're
they've
paying...
They've realized that the future of their industry is in selling services.
And
that's what they're moving towards.
Which is,
so.
I mean... That's fine, so long as we can, you know, get away from buying their operating systems.
And if you already own a 360 and you're paying for Live,
yeah,
then you already have a gold account for your PC.
True.
So,
and that's a good thing too.
What's next?
Yeah.
What you got, Scott?
I got a broken 360. I wish I didn't. I got one in the box downstairs that doesn't have all the updates and nice cool things that I'm going to have to download when I get home.
How long is that going to take?
I don't know.
This is the most, like, lifeless I have ever seen you thinking about this.
I wish I could just plug it in and go.
Is these automatic updates, can you, like, just plug it in before you go to bed tonight and let it sit there?
What
updates
am I going to have to download?
Probably
not
quite
many,
a lot.
Well, if it was in 2006, I won't have... If it's
Dude,
many, well,
it's your hard drive.
That's true.
It's not all of Europe. It's just the new stuff.
Well, there you go.
I wonder if it'll automatically... Because I got my disc out for the hard... HD DVD player.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was thinking, am I going to... I guess I won't because of the hard drive.
Yep.
Woohoo!
You'll be up in no time, man.
Hey, I'm alive again.
See? There you go. You got the smile back. all right.
I've lost my smile.
Do you know what this week would be?
I know exactly. What, I love that headline. It's like, pour one for the homies. This would have been E3 week.
Yeah. The Electronic Entertainment Expo is, you know, no longer the big media event it used to be.
But this it would have been this week, man.
This would have been the week of all the big game news.
You remember this time last year when, I shouldn't say this because I was doing it during work hours. I was sitting there watching the live reports from... I was watching the live conferences that Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo were doing. I was sitting there like, hey, guys, here's what's going on.
You did a play-by-play.
I did a play-by-play that I borrowed from most of the other websites, but I did that. I love that. I love doing that. That was great because I couldn't wait to get home, download the full conference, put it into, put it up there and link it up for us, you know, to watch and download and look at everything that was going on. I loved it. And now it's just not going to happen. Boy, it's just what a depressed. The press week is what it is. No E3, no 360. No E3. But E3 is... When is E3? June? It's July, isn't it?
Let's see.
As he reads the article.
Blarg, 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 blarg.
I think it's July.
They don't say.
Okay, they don't say. But I believe they moved it to July. It's very much not the E3 that we remember. But hey...
Yeah, it used to always take place early in May.
I'm going to PAX, so I don't care. Right, and it's going to be fun, and I'm going to enjoy it. And
say
it's
hey
be...
to Gabe and Tycho for me.
Exactly. You know what? No, I shouldn't say that. Never mind. I'll tell you. I shouldn't even brought that up. I'll tell you later. So, it's going to be a lot of fun. Our plan is to do a show the Monday after PAX. We'll be coming straight off the plane. Sometime that day and headed straight to the studio.
Well,
so
now that
we
you
can...
brought that up, do you want to talk about that?
Well, because no, I haven't confirmed it yet. But yeah, I believe we're thinking of moving
the
show.
You kind of put it out there.
Yeah,
so.
Well, we're thinking of moving the show to Mondays. In fact, we probably are going to move the show to Mondays. I tell you what, let's take a break and then we can go into that whole the whole situation, what's going on with the show.
All right.
But yeah, we'll take a break here real quick and we'll come back and tell you the future of In Game Chat here on 1170 WACV. Don't be afraid when I turn the party out, cause I come from the moon and I carry all the clout. I got a quad laser, it will amaze ya. My gizzard is business, so won't you just step back.
Yeah, I feel like I just got hit with a quad laser there, Scott.
No one can stop the quad laser.
Look at my nine. Look at my nine. 3 in the morning, I'm looking for the poor. Actually, what happened was I thought... See, there are boards.
You screwed up is what happened.
I did. There's boards in radio that you can automatically, once you go past the first little notch there, they automatically turn on. So, you know, I pot it up and I'm like, press play. And then I'm like, oh, I guess it didn't invert. And then I'm like, oh, I see the problem. So instead of automatically thinking, well, you know, pull it down and then, you know, turn it on, it's just like, let me turn it on here. And I, you know, made your ears bleed. So sorry about that. Anyway, so the future of in-game chat, we were talking about that. We're talking about PAX that led into what we were going to do after PAX and that sort of thing. Originally it was always going to be Fridays, and we weren't sure what was going to happen. There is a show that runs during high school football on this station, and it would just, you know, we wouldn't have a show if we were relegated to doing only Friday nights. We would not have a show beginning in August and ending in November. So for that amount of time, we would not be able to have a show. I like consistency. You know, I even when we're not able to do a show, what did we do? We came in and we recorded one and you know, put it on there. So it's we don't want to miss a show, that sort of thing. So we have decided to move the show to Mondays. Now, I still need to talk with the powers that be here to be able to do this. But we see the problem coming, is that this show is coming in. The station gets paid to run these football programs here in high school. However, they do not get paid.
They're
not making money off of in-game chat. We would love to rectify that situation.
Anyway.
If anybody who is interested in advertising with in-game chat listening right now, please...
call WACV.
Call Dana. Yeah, 334-272-9228. We'll hook you up. So far no money is coming into the station from in-game chat. And obviously in that war, we ain't going to win. So we're thinking beginning in June, we're going to move to Monday nights. We would still come on at the same time, 7 to 10. on Monday nights. And so we're thinking about that. We've got a lot of good, there's a lot of good feedback going on in the chat room right now about going to Mondays. People are like, hey, that's a cool idea. That would be great because sometimes I can't make it on Fridays. A lot of people busy on Fridays, that sort of thing. So beginning in June, we will be on Monday nights. So there you go. Nothing's changing other than that.
And our compatriot Fishbang will actually be able to.
Fishbang will be able to join us. He has told me the many things that he would be able to do if we move this to Monday, and I will hold him to every single one of those things. So that's great, and so that's what's going to happen. So we're moving to Mondays. How do you guys feel about that? You cool with it?
Yeah.
Good for you guys? Well, you don't
care. I'll be fine with that.
Yeah, exactly.
You won't be here. You don't care what night we
are. Well, I have a phone, you know. I'm still going to listen and call and things. Yeah, but, Monday I think is a good idea.
So, you know, that was the only thing. Do it on a Friday, do it on Monday. Why would you do it? You know.
Right.
Monday gives us a chance to talk about the movies that just came out.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before we're like, hey, what's coming out this weekend? Are you going to go see it? And then we wouldn't be able to talk about it.
Until everybody's already seen it anyway
on Friday when we're also promoting that weekend's films that are coming out. Right. Because I'm telling you, summer's coming up and
back and forth.
Yeah, it's going to do that. Yeah. It's going to stack. So we're going to move to Mondays. We'll talk about movies that came out over the weekend. We'll be able to talk about upcoming game releases. And of course, it would have been a week before I would have been talking about my broken 360. hopefully you're not playing the shot game on that one. we're going to move to Mondays, and that's other than the day that we're on, nothing else will change. We'll be on at the same time. We'll be broadcasting from the same stream. I've already talked to Phil from Evil Avatar, and they're going to let me post news items. Well, they're not going to let me. They're going to let the Reds know that, hey, he's posting on Mondays about the stuff, mm-hmm. you know, put it up there on the front page to promote ourselves.
Right on.
So, you know, Phil was totally behind the idea. By the way, I'll say this now. I know it's big cross-promotion, but Phil mentioned this, I believe, on 2 weeks ago on their show. But Phil and Amanda are now engaged to be married, so congratulations there. I've also thrown the idea at him of me doing his wedding. we talked about this when we were talking about the show moving to Monday, and I'm ordained, for those that don't know.
Well, it is good to know.
I'm an ordained minister as much as that person from Microsoft was a tech support person.
Right. You don't mean Max, do you?
No, I mean...
Max is obviously a trained professional.
I don't know her name because I couldn't understand what she was saying when
she answered
the phone.
Well, that's probably for the best.
But anyway, so, I'm ordained. I told him the whole thing. We checked up on the laws, and, you know, whenever they get married, I'm gonna perform the services there. So,
cool.
That's great. I love it. So, I wouldn't do that for everybody. But Phil, cool. Great guy.
Right on.
So, congratulations to you, Phil. Great news there. Anyway... Back to the whole moving to Monday thing, but I think it's going to be great. Phil said, you know, Phil was talking to me. He's like, well, now instead of being lumped in with our news, you know, because whenever he posts about it, it's like, hey, tonight we've got two great shows, this and this and blah, blah, blah. If you want to talk about his show, go here to this post. Well, now it'll be a news story saying, hey, this is our show. This is what we're going to talk about tonight. Here's all the links you need to know. Here's the numbers you need to know. And here's the chat room, that sort of thing. Everything will be more personalized in that sense. I also feel like it'll... Why I ever thought that we should do a show that runs right into another video game show, I'm not sure. especially the one that's going 3 hours and one that's going 2 hours. But his show will be, I think he'll be able to cover a lot more content as well, and it won't be regurgitated from things that we have done in the previous night. We'll have the weekend news that comes out, news that comes in on Monday, which Monday is a big day for news of any kind. So in a lot of ways, it's just going to be a lot better. So just want to get that announcement out there. So moving on, what do you got? You got some other news, don't you, over there? You were happy to have something, I saw.
We've got
I got tons of stuff.
Well, I saw that, in the science area, that NASA's been showing off a miniature model of the James Webb Space Telescope.
Hmm.
Now, one thing that gripes me no end is that everybody keeps referring to the James Webb Space Telescope as the Hubble replacement or the successor to Hubble.
I thought you almost said the Republican Telescope. Does it look for WNDs?
See, I needed
Apparently, they need to fix it.
We found one. Not really.
But it was never intended to be a replacement for Hubble. I don't understand why people keep thinking it is. I guess it was only billed as that because they were, you know, Hubble was on its last legs and they weren't going to service it. Of course, last I checked, I think they gave a go-ahead for a mission to actually repair the Hubble.
That's
which
great.
Is fantastic. Yeah. Because the James Webb is not a replacement for the Hubble. The James Webb just does deep-field infrared imaging. And the Hubble did optical,
right.
Ultraviolet, and near-infrared. All the James Webb was intended to do, and it's a very important thing, and it's going to open us up all sorts of new stuff to see, but it was to extend the capabilities of what we had with the Hubble,
right.
Never as a replacement.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be great, the stuff we see with it, but if they had actually let the Hubble die and you know, talked about replacing it with this, we would have lost a lot of valuable research.
I mean, for you know, deep field infrared, this is going to be these are going to be light waves that are well outside of the visible spectrum.
Yeah.
So it's not going to give you, you know, this is not going to be something that gives us pictures that you can look at and be like, ooh, pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unfair. I'm sure there will be some images that are very pretty, but it won't be the things that we're used to, you know, where you can see a picture of a planet and it looks like, you know, it would if you were there closer to it. You know, it's going to be sort of blobs and
yeah. I mean, we're going to learn a lot.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. In terms of
we've never had something up there.
Right, imaging of distant galaxies, and I'm sure tracking of motion is going to be opened up a lot more. So, that's a cool thing.
I can't wait to find out.
Yeah,
what it sees up there. That's great.
Here's something fun. A Japanese vending machine that offers free drinks for watching ads.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Well, that's Japanese, man. That's what you say every time.
I know.
Right.
Japanese
vending machines have always been just the most enjoyable things in the world.
well, I don't know if enjoyable is always the...
I remember seeing a vending machine in Japan that told me how happy I would be if I had Coke inside my stomach. So, and it was true, wasn't it? Vending Masters Apex Corporation have purportedly laid out plans that will bring free or subsidized non-alcoholic beverage to thirsty consumers who are willing to watch a 30-second commercial before partaking. Which, you know, why not? You watch a Coke ad, you get a Coke.
Man, I'm...
Boy, I'm thirsty for a Coke now. I sure could use one.
And then there it is.
I'm all for donating 30 seconds of my time to watch an advertisement to get a free Coke, man.
Yeah, well, I'd rather have
totally a... totally do that.
You know what sucks is that...
being a non-Coke drinker...
They'll never offer advertising to get a free water.
No, but then...
Because that's all I drink is water, you know? Imagine, well, I don't know, I guess you couldn't do
it. The amazing thing is how they've gotten us to pay for water to begin with.
I was going to say, if you want free water, it's not very hard to get, man.
You know,
well, I need my
you don't even have to watch
water.
Advertising.
Yeah, exactly.
You know how you get that?
Buy some lemons.
Yeah, you get some lemons, squeeze them. Boil some water with some sugar in it to make a simple syrup
That's
and mix
an awful
that
long
together.
Way to go.
No. It's easy. Speaking of things like in the sugar vein that are not necessarily healthy, we found something on Engadget. It's a fake cigarette that apparently looks like a cigarette and feels like a cigarette. You gave me this because I quit smoking, didn't you? Two weeks now. The battery-powered device was used exactly like a typical harmful cigarette, but rather than delivering tar and toxins to the lungs along with the nicotine, the poisons are stripped away and doses of nicotine are still provided. I don't know if you stick an actual cigarette into this and it just is an incredibly good filter,
sort
of looks like it.
That picture is actually in color if you go to the website.
Oh, okay.
Actually, all of these pictures are in color if you go to the website.
Right, right, right.
The printer just prints it in black and white. That looks like a very electronic cigarette.
Okay.
In other words, the cherry on the end of it is actually...
Is like an LED
looks
that's
like
glowing.
An LED, yeah.
Wow. So why put it... Why make it look like it's in a 3-inch holder at the same time?
I don't
unless
know.
We're, you know, unless we're trying to be, you know, we've got, it's got a nice, like, 50s style to it. You know, it looks like pictures that you see of Roosevelt smoking. So.
It looks like I'd be called names if I was using it.
Yeah, something like that.
Is what I'm thinking. On the gadget sort of thing, there's a note on this story before I go into it. Google has nothing to do with the iBox, because it's called Google's iBox, but it's actually, Google has nothing to do with it. The camera is the sole product of some name I cannot pronounce. And so what it is, it's called the iBox. It's a palm-sized camera that can record how many times viewers look at billboards or products in brick-and-mortar stores. The $1,000 camera isn't the world's most high-tech gadget. It simply shines a beam of IR light and counts how many times it sees red eye in the ensuing images, indicating the subject was looking right at the camera. The iBox works up to 32 feet away, doesn't require any sort of calibration, and it collects no data other than how many times people have looked at a particular object. So they could put it out for billboards and things like that. Yeah, you know, that sort of thing. We don't think advertisers are going to drop a grand per billboard. But I'm sure they would love to have the statistics of that sort of thing.
Well, eventually this sort of thing will get much cheaper, and it'll be in every billboard probably.
They also add that we're curious to hear if the camera can see through sunglasses, because we're about to start wearing ours 24/7.
Right.
if you can start monitoring that sort of thing. And this was interesting, too. Dana was in here during the break, and I was telling her about this. There is a dog collar now, but it's equipped with a GPS.
Oh, yeah. They've had RFID pet tags for a long time now.
Yeah.
That you know, a little tag that you implant under your pet skin, and supposedly you can track it.
You don't even have to do that. I mean,
you can't track an RFID. It's just identification.
Right.
But you have to be close
in order
to read them.
For now. Okay. I was thinking, because this sort of goes into another thing that we've got about Bermuda wanting to put an RFID tag in every car on the road, so that they can sort of control and monitor what is a really dense traffic situation. It's not so much it's really just a question of how many readers do you have, how often do you know, where do you have readers set up to read the RFID tags?
Yeah.
And if you've got enough of those networked together, then you can sort of just watch someone as they, well, you know, watch a car or a pet. But yes, that's, yeah, the tags, you have to put a little scanner right next to it and read it, yeah.
Okay.
So, there you go.
Sorry. This is my last little story on the gadget sort of thing, although this is my coolest thing. I showed you this. This is a... it is a palm-sized mouse with a built-in wireless transceiver. The G4 mouse just showed how a mobile mouse should be constructed. The uber-slim mousing instrument folds perfectly flat in order to fit into your PCMCIA slot when not in use on your laptop. Where did I leave off? When you're all settled, it pops out, it ejects a USB cable, folds into a more ergonomic position for all your mousing needs. Additionally, the slot card mouse comes in different colors and that sort of thing. You can even get a matching pouch for the mouse to fit in as well. The 800 DPI mouse boasts a left-right click and a touch-sensitive scroll wheel, and has Windows compatibility and will run you about $50. It's very cool. Did you see this? Did you see the little picture?
Yeah. It's really cool, yeah.
The way it works, the way it folds out, and then, you know, actually fits like your hand would around a very big mouse.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I am completely interested in that. I would love to have one of those. Because right now I'm using touchscreen, but I can tell you, when I'm printing out all these stories and going through it, I'd love to have a mouse.
Yeah,
yes. When I'm having to highlight news stories and have those printed, doing the finger thing is not fun. So that's all I got on my side of the story stuff. But so now it's up to you guys to carry the show.
Right on.
I'm going. We've got a 360.
We can spend a few minutes on some DRM stuff again.
Well, you've got
a few quick stories.
There's some interesting stories, because I know somebody get sued.
Well, okay, and this is something that I know Jeremy thinks this is more of a non-story, and essentially I agree with you, because the lawsuit itself is absolutely ridiculous and frivolous, and if if the judge knows anything about the subject, it'll be thrown out the first time it hits a courtroom, or if it even gets there. But the a company called Media Rights Technologies and another company called Bluebeat.com have issued cease and desist letters to Apple, Microsoft, Adobe, and Real Networks for not using their products, essentially. These two companies manufacture or These two companies sell DRM, essentially. They sell DRM technology to media providers.
And for anybody who's listening that doesn't know what DRM is, it's basically the stuff that locks down the content that you buy so that they can decide when or when you cannot copy it or what devices you can load it onto.
Right.
How many times you can shift formats to something else.
Right. It stands for Digital Rights Management, which is one of the one of the best or worst, depending on your point of view, crafted euphemisms in history, because it really does nothing to protect your digital rights, but rather to restrict them. The lawsuit is absolutely frivolous. What they're saying is that the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which prohibits the manufacture of any product or technology which is designed to circumvent a technological measure of security. They're saying that by not using the security, that these companies are intending to circumvent the security, which is why it's frivolous. It makes absolutely no sense. It's like saying that, you know...
Yeah, it's dumb.
It's like saying that by not locking my doors, I am, in effect, robbing my own house. which I don't think anyone would say. I mean, the only reason...
Any judge is going to look at that and immediately say, look, the law was a...
Right.
It doesn't apply to the people that are...
Right. I mean, these are the people that are producing the content. These are the people that got this law passed to suit their own needs.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to bring it back against
them. It's not going to go.
The only reason it caught my attention was just that, the DMCA is actually written and in such a way that someone could, you know, they've got lawyers that think that they have a valid argument here. They don't. It's not going to work.
I don't think it's that. I think this is a publicity move.
Really? By MRT?
Have you ever heard of them before?
Well, no. Oh, so that's a good point. That
now
is a good
you
point.
Have.
Right.
I think it's just strictly a publicity.
Well, I'm never going to buy their products either.
No, but you're not the kind of person that would.
True.
You know.
So. Good point. There's a DVD player or a DVD writer coming out, which is going to be able to insert digital rights management or restrictions management, depending on who you are.
Yeah, that's been tried several times.
Yeah.
People keep trying to make DVD burners that in some way restrict the content that's played back. And
right.
Consumers never go for it.
No, and
they have options that don't do that,
right? And I mean, the thing with this is it's never going to be completely adoptable unless they find a way that actually lets people do what they want to do and what they should be allowed to do, and only restricts them from doing the things which they're not supposed to do. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure.
That's
okay. We can just hit the next story.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, my opinion on why I kept...
I know what you're trying to say. Yeah.
The reason that DRM is bad is because it goes beyond the law in what it restricts us from doing.
Yeah.
It goes beyond copyright law. It goes beyond any sort of law on the books. It's just them telling us we can't do it and us saying, why not? We should be able to do it. And there's no reason. Speaking of what we call it, DRM stands for Digital Rights Management officially. Some people have said, Richard Stallman among them, says that it should be called Digital Restrictions Management, which is a much more descriptive term, much more true. HBO CEO, CTO, Bob Zitter, wants to get rid of the name Digital Rights Management and call it Digital Consumer Enablement.
Man, if there was ever...
Go off.
Go off.
Go off on it. Just go.
I don't think I've ever heard anything spun that badly.
I need a bleeper somewhere. Well, I can just turn your mic off.
Digital Consumer Enablement. What are they enabling exactly?
They're enabling us to consume things and pay for them multiple times.
Digitally.
And not be able to use them properly.
Because if you rename it, then we won't care anymore.
Yeah.
Then we won't realize that we're being restricted.
Oh, it's, I mean, it's, you know, it's happened before.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble thinking of poignant examples, but, I mean, there's been all sorts of things like this where it's just, trusted computing.
Yeah.
What was it before? Never mind.
Yeah. That's all right. We got to take a break anyway. This will take us up to the top of the hour. We will be back 6 minutes after 9 o'clock here for our final hour of in-game chat here on 1170 WACV. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. This is our final hour here on 1170 WACV. And once again, In-Game Chat moving to Mondays in June. Just wanted to tell you that. Well, you know, we'll constantly let people know through every episode to let them know that we're going to be moving to Mondays. But anyway, thanks for joining us for our third and final hour here. Your final hour.
In the studio for a while.
You'll call in, though, right?
Yeah, I can call in.
Because apparently nobody does that anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody can call 334-272-9228.
What was that number again?
334-272-9228.
9228?
9228.
334-272-9228. Can we do it in, like, a round? No? No one's up for that idea? Never mind. All right.
334-272-9228.
What about if people want to write things?
Zilla is so lonely.
Well, if they want to write things, they can call us up at 334-272-9228 and tell us what they'd like to write. There's some entertainment news, movie news, television news, things like that that came out. I'm going to throw this one. This came out actually on Saturday, so it's kind of old, and actually I kind of don't care because it's Uwe Boll again. They cast the guy to play Jack Carver in the Far Cry movie.
Hmm.
Yay.
It'd be exciting if it wasn't a Uwe Boll movie.
And it's a German dude. I don't know his name, and I don't know what else he's been in, and I don't know what else he's done, but, you know, yeah.
Good shot.
Uwe Boll. If you'd like to call and complain about Uwe Boll, 334-272-9228 is the number you can do that with.
Right on.
I'm going to say, I know it sounds like we're trying to get callers in, but I hardly ever give the number out.
Yeah.
It's on mouselook.com if you wanted to call in. Yeah, I haven't posted in the chat room, but if somebody wants to post the number in the chat room, do you remember what it was? It's 334-272-9228. So, if anybody would like to call and just share, it's our final hour, and just kind of meander through it, so feel free to give us a call. We pretty much hit the news, and, you know, we'll talk about what everybody's playing. Let's see, The Incredible Hulk has a villain for the...
Who's the villain?
Ed
That'll
Norton.
Be nice.
It is...
No, Ed Norton's.
I was going to say he's the
star.
Hulk.
Sean Connery.
What?
I'm just kidding. No, not Sean Connery.
Ed Norton versus Sean Connery. Wow, this is like a MacGyver versus Michael Knight situation.
For a second, I thought it was Ed Norton versus Ed Norton.
No, it is.
You wouldn't like him when he's angry. He turns into Brad Pitt.
Actually, it's the guy's going to be called Abomination. I don't know if you're a fan of the Hulk comics, but Abomination. Really kind of cool. He was a godless Russian who intentionally exposed himself to twice as much...
Godless commies.
Yeah, and twice as much gamma radiation as Bruce Banner was absorbed to. He became twice as strong as Hulk, twice as fugly. Also, he couldn't change back to his alter ego either.
Of course
it
not.
It doesn't look like the... Oh, Tim Roth is going to be the guy that plays him.
So basically, he was a double stuffed Hulk.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good one.
You're going to need a lot more milk to dip him in.
And it'll be interesting. That'll be cool. I'm really looking forward to that to see what they do with that. So that's kind of cool. Let's see. Anything else in movie news? What do you guys have? I gave you guys some stuff. What do you got?
Well, lately, the movie industry has been blaming Canada for all of their piracy.
They're not even a real country anyway.
They say that Canada's a hotbed of piracy, and the problem is that Canada doesn't have any laws to stop the camcordering of movies in theaters. And that's why Canada's become the main source of the world's film piracy. And so they're not going to do advanced screenings in Canada anymore. And I'm sure that means that there will not be any more pirated movies.
Yeah, that'll, I mean, that's
it. That's the end of
That's the end of piracy
it's
altogether.
Done. You know, they won't be selling camcordered copies of the new Harry Potter movie for a dollar in China.
Well, it was in Canada, wasn't it, where they told people not to open their Harry Potter books before they were supposed to. Wasn't that, do you remember this?
No, I don't remember that.
I'm pretty sure it was in Canada, but essentially what happened was some people got copies of the book before it was supposed to be released, and they were instructed not to open them.
Yeah. Good luck with
because
that,
not because so long as they didn't open them, they weren't breaking any laws or violating copyright. But that was, I mean, it was actually they were saying it was a copyright violation.
The Nazis got a hold of the Ark, and what did they do?
Right, they opened it, and their faces melted. See, that should have been the argument. It's not you're violating our copyright.
That kid from the 80s got Pandora's box. What happened? He opened it, and what came out? The Garbage Pail Kids.
So you know if. Yes.
Well, on the Canada.
I'm glad you got that. That was
on the
great.
Canada thing, right. I read somewhere where Canada? They said, that Canada was responsible for 70% of the world's pirated movies. But then somewhere else, they said that New York was responsible for 40% of it.
Right.
So I guess factor in like the
well, maybe they're coming over. They're going over. You know, they're right there on the border.
Right.
And so they're just,
I guess that means China doesn't do any piracy.
No, it's all right there.
110% of it is taken
it's
up
appar-
by...
Yeah, it's taken up by New York and Toronto, apparently.
Piracy in the world has reached 200% in the world now. it's so bad.
They flipped the world over and went through the upside-down world, and now they're to 200%. That's right. It's just ridiculous because I mean even look at what they're worrying about is the camcordering in movie theaters.
Uh-huh.
You know, so if you want to sit and watch a really low quality version of a movie that's already out in theaters,
yeah,
so what?
I've watched one. It's horrible.
If you're willing to put up with that, then you're probably not willing to pay any money to see the movie.
Exactly. I mean, so yeah, I don't think stopping this is going to get them any money back.
No.
Well, and what money are they losing? Like, what is Spider-Man 3 is now the top grossing film of all time?
Didn't even talk about that, did we? I went and saw that.
I haven't seen it yet, so you can't spoil anything.
The subject here, but
that's impossible.
I would say that's double plus impossible, actually, yeah.
That can't happen because piracy is 200% now.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Rampant.
Yeah.
They can't possibly have made as much money as they say they did on Spider-Man 3.
What did you have? Oh, you got the Cox
ad-skipping thing, yeah. Just all sorts of things that we're not allowed to do now. Apparently, if you have a DVR through Cox Cable, and you record or get on-demand stuff from ABC and ESPN, you cannot fast-forward through the commercials. And I'm wondering if this means you can't fast-forward through the rest of the show either. Have they just turned off the fast-forward function? Or did they just...
Fast-forward until you hit the commercials.
And then it goes back to normal speed.
See, here's the thing, though. They can do that because it's their own box.
Right.
This is a big thing. I had...
Uh-huh. Which I mean, yeah, they wouldn't be able to do this on something like the TiVo, which runs its own software.
TiVo has its own software; they have no ability to do this. TiVo could implement something like this if they wanted
and
to.
They very probably will. At this
I don't
point.
Know. TiVo's user base would be up in arms over it. The TiVo user base is very.
TiVo can stay in business,
yeah.
Right?
That every cable company is offering their own DVR,
and TiVo ain't doing so good.
Yeah,
really?
At last, I heard.
I mean, and I think they're sort of caught in a tough place now that you've got every cable company is offering its own version of the TiVo.
Mm-hmm.
So people who want the easy solution, you know, they've already got the digital cable box. Why pay extra for the TiVo when they can get it from that? So, you know, the easy solution is right there. The people who want, you know, maybe more freedom with their stuff or are looking for more of a homebrew solution can go with something that, you know, is completely free, runs on a PC that sits in your living room and has no subscription fee. Or you can look for people that have already recorded these things for you and download it from them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, TiVo's, yeah, they're in a tough spot.
Well, they've all got their own, they all have their own user interface. I can tell you now that the TiVo user interface that I use is one of the most easiest user interfaces I've ever had to deal
TiVo
with.
TiVo blows away any of the DVR interfaces that are available from the cable company.
They want an Emmy
for it. That's not surprising.
They want an Emmy for their ability to, you know, to interact with the user and to record television shows and that sort of thing.
It understands you better than your spouse does, according to recent commercials.
Some little reports that I've heard. Going back into some of the television stuff here, I know today it was revealed that Battlestar Galactica is going into its final season.
Good.
Season 4 will be its last season. Fine. That I am perfectly okay with.
It's time to wrap it up.
I completely agree. What does it say?
They started wandering around with the story just a little too much, so this will bring some focus back to it, hopefully.
Edward James almost told a magazine on Thursday, we're heading into the final season. This is the final season as we speak. All of us are very saddened by that. No, you're not. But we always knew there was going to be a conclusion, and we would find Earth, so we will be finding Earth this season. Season 4 of Galactica hits the Sci-Fi Channel next year. It's ready to go. Speaking of shows about to go, Lost. Did you read about this?
Yeah.
You hear about this? I sound like a late night talk show host, don't I?
Have you heard?
Exactly.
Did
you read about this? It's a true story. It was in the papers today. Lost is going to come back for 3 more seasons. Each season will be three more seasons, but they're only going to... You don't know this.
I haven't heard, no.
3 more seasons, they will only last 16 episodes each.
Okay.
Each season will be 16 episodes long, and they will run without repeats, and they will run for the next 3 years. They will run those, you know, 16 mm-hmm. episodes mm-hmm. per season. And then
not show any reruns. Huh.
It'll start in, like, you know, February and run through till May and be done with it.
Okay.
Something like that. So,
I haven't been watching Lost, but it seems like even that is sort of
I'm not sad. That's some interesting stuff. I have a problem, and I wrote about this. I watch HBO, I watch FX, and mm-hmm. their little shows that they make themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Those shows only have 13 episode runs. HBO's shows like Deadwood, for instance, mm-hmm. one of my favorites, mm-hmm. Only had basically 12 to 13 episode runs. Some of them only had 10.
Yeah.
The Shield.
Yeah.
What's the one? Well,
the Shield's still running, though.
The Shield's still running, but it only runs 13 per season.
Right.
13 to 10 per season.
Yeah.
And so you watch those 13, then you wait another year, a very mm-hmm. long year. to come back and then watch the next installment. A part of me is a fan of this because it really helps, you know, it keeps that season very concise. They can get to the point and tell their story very quick and stay on track.
Yeah.
They don't have to stray. They don't have to go into all this side stuff to fill out a 22 episode run.
Right.
So I'm a fan of that because it gives me good stuff. I'm not a fan of waiting a year.
Yeah.
I don't like to do that. But you know what? If it's it's
never a fan of waiting a year, man.
I'm not either. And Rescue Me is another one. Rescue Me is 13 episodes long.
But between
Doctor Who,
right?
Is it to have a 13 run?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got to wait another, you know, a year to watch it again.
But, you know, between...
But how good is Doctor Who?
It's
great, exactly.
And I'm so not saying that because of that. Obviously, you got to have writers, but...
Between small amounts of wonderful things and large amounts of mediocre things, you've just got to choose. I mean, it's something that Jeremy and I were talking about earlier with a show that I've been watching, Heroes, which I know a lot of other people have, and it's just... it does feel like they've had to really, really work and stretch to fill out this 22-episode season.
If you're talking about Lost, man,
Heroes, but
oh,
yeah.
Heroes?
Yeah.
It, whatever, man, it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's, yeah. yeah, they, I mean, it's the same phenomenon where they're just like, you know, they start off with this idea that...
They have an idea where they want it to end up, and they have
right.
no idea
how to get there. Right.
Too bad everybody can't
randomly
be...
Randomly reveal things.
Too bad everybody can't be J. Michael Straczynski, huh?
Yeah. Or Robert Hewitt Wolf, or, yeah. I don't know, a good writer.
Even Josh Whedon.
Although I give credit to parts of Heroes in the sense that they have Jeff Loeb working on that. And if you're a comic book fan, you know who Jeff Loeb is. He's written some of the greatest Batman stories, some of the greatest Superman stories.
Well, and I think the storyline at a basic level is great. It's just the development and the tracks that they're taking. This 22 episodes could have been done in 12 or 13,
and probably
would have been a much better show before it.
I'm sorry, we're in fifth grade again.
Yeah.
Strax made a paper airplane and threw it across the room. But no, I agree with what you're saying. It's the fact that my other thing on this, my other side on that coin was if shows start going to 13 episodes runs, mm-hmm. really good ones.
Yeah.
Then maybe we'll get more of them. I could stand having a good, you know, couple of months of having 13 episodes, or even 16. 16 may be pushing a little bit.
Right.
But, you know, 13 episode seasons of shows.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can have those back to back with other great shows.
Right. Rather than having them run the same season.
A year will go by in no time.
Yeah.
You know? Because you're watching some great stuff and you'll always come back to it. So.
Yeah.
I wonder.
You'll have your winter shows and your summer shows.
Well, I wonder if they're going to start doing that. You know, they did. They started with 24, saying, "Well, the season will start in January and will run completely repeat free,
mm-hmm.
All the way through May. You will never see a repeat of the show. It'll go from January to May."
They sort of have to do 24 episodes, though.
No, they do, and I'm
somewhat locked into that.
24 is an exception to that rule
because right.
they've got some great stuff. They. It is interesting. I would love to sit down on theirs to see if they plan that whole thing out from the start.
Man, I don't know. It's it seems to me like they get sort of ridiculous sometimes too. But I don't know.
Does he want to talk to us, Dana? Okay, you haven't spoken at all. Could you turn on your mic? Say hello.
That was interesting.
Oh, there.
See, you don't even want me to talk.
Somebody had the button was pressed wrong. Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody pressed the button.
Somebody before me, I came in. Yeah, exactly. He's on. So Matt's on the phone?
Yes. Buttons
Bullet
being
food.
Pushed and all this.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Bullet Food's on the phone, just to stray away from this, but that's what we felt like on the show thing. I've actually got nothing else, so we've been begging for calls. So let's go to it. How about it? Hey, Matt, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey, so Zilla was selling different names all the time. Dana/Zilla was telling me that you were back at GameStop today.
You forgot to call her Soulless Toast. Yes.
Yeah, her gamer tag on Xbox Live, Soulless Toast, for the world to get out there and see. I didn't even know you worked there.
Yeah, it was back when James and Jeremy and Kevin, actually, back in the late 98, 99.
Straximus on Xbox Live, Hoggy, HAWGGY on Xbox Live, and Fishbang on Xbox Live. We're talking right now to Bullet Food on Xbox Live. So you
went
back. How did it go?
You know, what, 8 years later, and, you know, it's still the same. They're still using the same kind of, you know, trash bag. You know, it's what it is. It's a mall job working at a GameStop, but yeah, it's the extra money.
Oh yeah, well, obviously. Anything you can tell us about what's going on? Anything cool?
Something I didn't know is that the PS3s, apparently the hard drive is really bound into the system, where if you put the hard drive or anything, all of your save data is gone.
Well, I haven't heard anything about that, actually. No.
That's something I read about today, and I was like, wow, that's interesting. I didn't know that if you get a secondary hard drive or if something happens to yours, if you need to replace it, all your saved information, toast.
Wow. Well, you know, I guess so. I mean, that's one of the things about the 360, the Xbox's system, where all your achievement points, all your gamer tag, everything is locked onto their servers.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, your save games obviously are on your hard drive, but all your info as far as, you know, the progress you've made in games, as far as your achievement points or your achievements that you've unlocked, the downloads that you've done, they're all tied to your gamer tag, which is tied to their servers. So, and I don't know.
Important stuff.
Yeah, we may be talking about some different things here. We could be off on that, so I'm not sure. Hey, what number did you call to get into us?
Just the normal
334-272-9228, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. Want to make sure that number still works.
Yep, it works.
All right, no, cool, man. Anyway, so you're back at GameStop, so that's cool. What do they got you working some hard hours? What's going on?
Yeah, just part-time. I'll be working tomorrow night and Sunday.
What have they told you to upgrade? What are they they're like, hey, thanks for coming into GameStop. Would you like to pre-order? What have they told you to do?
What are you pushing?
really pushing the subscriptions, the Edge card and trade-in stuff, reservations for new games coming out, like, Forza and, Blue Dragon, BioShock. That's another one that I'm interested in myself.
Right.
So, I tend to think, if I'm interested in it and have to reserve it, then, I'll try and push it on other people, too.
That's cool. All right, well, I'm glad you enjoyed your first day. When do you go back?
I have to go back in tomorrow morning.
No good.
Yeah, what time?
11 o'clock.
Oh, wow, you get to open, huh?
And close.
Oh, nice. Boy, I'm so glad I don't work in retail anymore.
Right.
I'm so happy.
As soon as I get done with that.
You'll be doing what?
Crackdown,
obviously.
Or Rainbow Six.
Crackdown. I'm sorry, I haven't been able to, I'm going to jump in there and download that Crackdown content and,
I went ahead and did that.
Have a ton of fun with it.
I bought the Crackdown, the extra content that you could buy, and also bought the Rainbow Six extra content.
Have you played with the Key to the City mode, the little cheat mode they put in Crackdown?
I haven't tried it yet, but I tried some of the new weapons, and
the
I like
harpoon
the,
is awesome. Harpoon wins, man. Harpoon's awesome.
That was pretty cool, but I like the little heat-seeking whatever grenade launcher guy.
The heat-seeking grenade launcher guy. Okay.
Yeah, the lobber. I'm really enjoying that one.
Is that the one where the missiles go in all directions but eventually get to their target?
Yeah, that's the one.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's the heat-seeking grenade. Thing guy.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. All right, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in and enjoy working there at GameStop.
Definitely.
And we'll see you later on Crackdown and among other things.
I'm hoping so.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so I'm plugging gamer tags, by the way, because these guys need friends now. how many friends are on your friends list?
Oh, around 12-ish.
Really? So you picked up some friends outside of us?
I'm not sure. I think it's just us.
You're cheating. No, there's not 12 of us. Well, maybe there is.
I think there is.
If you count spouses, significant others,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, Straximus would like friends. Also, so if you guys are in the chat rooms or whatever, Straximus, send an ad to him. Hogster Velly, who's in the chat room right now, who records our shows. And then edits them and puts them up for us to download. Hoggy is his name on Xbox Live, Hawggy. And you can add him as well. And also Fishbang, who is in the chat room right now, he'll be joining us when we move to Mondays. You can add him as well. Who am I leaving out? Bullet Food, of course. We just talked to him. His name's Bullet Food. He's a fun guy to have on your team there.
Hey, Bullet Food there. He was talking about replacing the PS3 hard drive. You lose your save games.
Yeah.
I had to, of course, look it up. You can put your old PS3 hard drive into an external USB hard drive enclosure, plug that into your PS3, and then transfer your save games over.
What's the reason for having to replace the hard drive, though?
Just if you want a bigger one.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Sorry.
And someone suggested, and I don't know if you can, but someone suggested that you might be able to back up your saves to a flash card or an SD memory card.
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet, but I've got a little flash drive, and I haven't tried to back anything up.
But
on
they
it
say
yet.
That yeah. Hooking up your old hard drive via USB will work.
Yeah,
so.
Because they're all just—I mean, it's all just standard hard drives and everything now.
Yeah, yeah. The PS3 uses standard. Yeah.
Sort of thing you put in a computer.
Yeah.
So
I forgot there was a
5.5.
There was a story that I wanted to talk about.
Inch.
Yeah.
our good buddy Dave.
Dave.
Who is in the chat room. I don't know. Does he use? I think he uses Dave when he's in the chat room.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He pointed me to this story, and I'm just going to read it the way this guy wrote it up. Here we go. And you need to look up some of these names that I'll tell you. Okay, so the U.S. Army has ordered another quartet of MQ-9 Reaper killbots. You can Google that. MQ-9 Reaper killbots.
Reaper killbots.
Doesn't that sound great? Yes.
If that's not enough.
I used to play with those in Quake, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, I said killbots. Anyway, they've officially named the IT service that's going to control them. Wait for it. Skynet.
Bum, bum, bum.
That's right. It's going to be called Skynet. An IT project named Skynet is going to be controlling a bunch of 36-foot-long killbots that can reach speeds of up to 300 miles per hour and go 9.5 miles straight up.
I'll be back.
So there you go. Interesting stuff there. So, yeah, that's, boy. It's just weird how they're like, what should we call it? Let's call it Skynet. But wait a second.
Have they not watched the Terminator movie?
Well, part of me thinks that they're doing this because they have watched it.
Yeah, right.
But part of me thinks that maybe they don't know, and I'm really scared about that.
Right. I mean,
if I had a bunch of killbots.
Was it prophetic or?
That I wanted to control, I would name the control system Skynet.
I guess so, yeah. In the event that we were to control killbots.
Yeah, exactly. So,
wow.
Yeah, so that's what it's going to be. You can look up. I can tell you, Google MQ-9 Reaper killbots, and you can find the story there. Skynet is probably going to be a little bit harder to find because there's probably other websites devoted to it.
But, yeah, I mean, as soon as one of the killbots starts getting, you know, the T-something designations, that's when we need to worry. I think,
dude, ED-209 freaked me out.
Oh yeah. Well.
I didn't want that thing anywhere near me, much less the thing they put in the sequel, which I don't know what that one's called, but boy, that was scary too. Remember from when I was young.
Right.
But anyway, so there you go. Let's take a break here. We'll be right back here. We're going to just chit-chat. You can call in 334-272-9228. We'd love to hear from you. But we'll be back with more here on In-Game Chat right here on 1170 WACV. Okay, real quick, we're jumping back in here just to let you know that I forgot a name of a guy that's on our friends list on the Xbox Live thing. Pulled that up there again because I need to. Oh, you erased it, didn't you? Wait, I can go to my Xbox Live friends list because it's Bohica. There it is, WMT Bohica. That's Neil. He actually bought one of my extra Xboxes that I had, which now I'm like, damn it, I wish I still had it. Because mine fried. But no, he bought my Xbox. So just I didn't want to leave him out. And I'm sorry about that, Neil. Thank you very much. Now back to your regularly scheduled commercials.
You up? Here's a nice surprise. Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with annoying aches and pains and more time asleep. Get the multi-pain relieving power of Advil plus a non-habit forming sleep aid to gently ease you into a full night's sleep. So switch from Tylenol PM to Advil PM. Less time lying awake, more time asleep. Use only as directed. Brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Listen.
What?
The refrigerator's making a noise.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah, it's saying, my work here is finished. I must now step aside for someone more capable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How noble.
Heed the call for new appliances. Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more. You'll find the latest innovative features from top brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through May 13th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Fox News Radio, I'm Harris Faulkner. Firefighters in the Sunshine State still have their hands full.
Currently in Florida, we have 216 active fires that are burning about 95,700 acres. As you can see, this is by far the largest fire and the most dangerous fire we have now in Florida.
Sunny Green, Florida Division of Forestry. Tough talk.
We'll stand with our friends in opposing extremism and strategic threats, and we'll stand with others to prevent Iran from gaining nuclear weapons and dominating this region.
Vice President Dick Cheney aboard the John C. Stennis, one of two aircraft carriers keeping tabs on Iran in the Persian Gulf. U.S. and German authorities on alert about a terror threat against American interests in Germany, despite conflicting reports about it.
Several intelligence sources told us that press reports about the terrorist threat have added a false sense of urgency to the story.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin, Fox News. We report, you decide.
And welcome back to In-Game Chat.
Attacks from outside.
So during the break, yeah. Wow. This, like, you know, I said earlier that we turned into fifth grade classroom here because Strax had built a nice little paper airplane and thrown it across the room. So during the break, he became a restless child. And he ran across the room and he picked up his paper airplane and he threw it back and forth and he was running back and forth between the rooms throwing his paper airplane.
I think he really wants to be playing Crackdown. Is
I
the
think
problem.
So. So then,
don't have any buildings to climb or jump rooftops or orbs to collect.
So Soulless Toast in the in the booth there. That's her Xbox Live Arcade name, or her Xbox Live name, by the way, Soulless Toast. Picked by
is
Xbox
that, is that
themselves.
Because Zilla was taken?
Yeah, Zilla was taken.
And for that matter, if anyone knows whoever it is who has Illuminator as their gamer tag, please let me know so I can call the person.
Because saying that there are different tabs for different type of cars.
Yeah.
So okay. Maybe if you should have tabbed over and gotten to your other slots or whatever.
Maybe.
I'm not really sure. But yeah, I'd love to hear some news on the Crackdown content because I haven't been able to enjoy it because my 360 is dead. What? I've still got you turned away. What?
I forgot why you haven't.
My 360 is dead.
Really?
It broke this week. Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the story.
really? That's happened?
I tell you
what, Scott, if anyone else has experienced the same thing and wanted to call in and talk about it, what number would they call?
I'm not sure. What number
could
would they
could
call?
Could it possibly be 334-272-9228?
I believe that's it. Let me look at it. Yeah, it is. It's 334-272-9228.
Oh.
Please call so that this guy will stop throwing paper airplanes in the studio.
Well, Zilla made me this great paper airplane that comes back to me.
It's a brilliant. It's a boomer plane.
Okay, interesting. So what else have you been playing other than Crackdown there, Jeremy?
That's been about it, except when we play multiplayer.
Did you download the Forza 2 demo?
No. No time, man. I got to play Crackdown and got gangs to wipe out. City needs me.
Don't they?
Yes, they do.
I can't wait till you're done with that game. I can't wait till you finish that game and finish the story and everything else. It's just, yeah, it'd be nice. How far are you, by the way?
I've only got one gang left. I'm working on the Asians. I forget what they're called.
The Shaijin.
The Shaijin, yes.
Yeah. You've got the Los Muertos, the Volk, and the Shaijin.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the Cadillac
the
gang.
Mexicans, the Russians, and the Asians.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. That's what it is. Los Muertos, the dead. Go get him, Agent. I wonder if they added any new voiceovers from the guy. Stop harpooning civilians, Agent.
And who is the guy?
I don't
is
know.
Is he credited?
He may be. I'd have to look him
well,
up.
And what may be a glitch, it seems like any time I get near one of those new white orbs for the new mission
Does he say
type,
something?
Level
he
up, tells
Agent.
Me that I need to regain the access point.
Huh.
Like, man, it's not an access point. What are you talking about?
I'm not sure.
So, it may be a...
Pony up some bucks, Agent. Pony up some of those points. You heard me. I don't know. So, anyway. we got somebody... No. A personal call for Zilla again. Oh, well. I thought maybe somebody heard us say that 334-272-9228 and decided to call in and talk about that. James is asking what happened to my Xbox. I can't believe I didn't tell him about that. I'm pretty good about telling people about what happened to my 360 because, you know, it's been on my mind.
What happened to your 360?
It died.
Oh.
Three red lights came on and told me to, you know, saw it off.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Wrap a towel around it.
So I've heard, yeah. Tally.
The worst character ever.
So anyway, yeah, it bricked. It's 360. And I'm going to let you see if you can fix it. And I'm hoping that you can. If you can, that'll be great, because then I'll have a 360 for sale that I can finally get rid of my 20-gig hard drive with.
Yeah.
My spare 20-gig that I took off my original premium because I had bought the 120. And now it's just sitting there, you know, I don't know what to do with it. So now, you know, I've got a core, and if you're able to fix my premium, I'll have that back, and then I can put the 20-gig hard drive. Jeez, would you stop throwing the plane? Or just don't throw it at me.
Throw it at me again. I've got a nice little protective barrier in the mic cage.
I'm going to get Skynet going here.
Going to send the Reaper Killbots after
it. It's called my hand, and I'm just going to grab the planes as they come by. King Kong the things. But anyway, so You're going to try and fix it, and if you are able to fix it, I'll have a 360 core with a hard drive ready to sell. So essentially a premium there. So, but anyway, so there you go. Anybody got any stories to tell? I saw Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, what did you think?
I haven't. Don't spoil.
So do you want me to tell you what I thought or not?
Yeah, no. Tell me your opinion. Just don't spoil it.
I couldn't believe it.
Really?
Yeah. I was... Wow. You know, when I walked out of there, I was like, man, like the first bit of that movie is like pure Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm. Goodness.
The fight that Harry and Peter have at the very beginning mm-hmm. of the film, that's right along up there. But there is a point
where everything goes wrong.
Really? I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
And it may be the introduction of the black costume. I hate to say that because Venom's like one of my favorites. Venom's
it was something we had talked about before the movie was out, that was just, it seemed like they were trying to bite off a little too much.
And they did. They bit off too much.
Even for nearly 3 hours of movie.
Three villains was way too much for them to handle.
Are you in the chat room, John?
No, not right now.
Neil says that we should tell you that the guy who narrates the Crackdown is the voice, the voice in Crackdown is the narrator from Samurai Champloo.
Okay.
So I don't know if that helps.
Yeah, I've heard of the show before, but that doesn't help me with the gentleman's name.
So I didn't know. So there you go. He just wanted me to tell you that.
Thank you, Neil.
Back to Spider-Man.
Bloody hell!
I know the planes, man. We're gonna take all. I'm not gonna let you have all this paper anymore. It's all the news stories that we had. But go ahead, throw it.
That was a neat flight. Okay.
There's a point in there, and I'm not sure where it is. At first, whenever Sandman was created, I kind of thought it was odd because I'm like, he's trying to run from the police and he hops a fence, and then of course it pans down. It's like, you know, molecular activity. Do not, blah blah blah. And he's running, and he falls in this giant pit of sand.
Of course, something happens.
So that was kind of odd. But although the effects for him being Sandman were really really cool with all the grains of sand and all this neat little stuff that they did. However, I just don't think. They didn't utilize that character. I wish, and I hate to say this because I love Venom. I love that character. I do want to see a Spider-Man Venom type of film. But I think they could have been a lot better just keeping Sandman, keeping Flint Marko as the main villain. They didn't need any extra.
Oh yeah, I mean, Venom is sort of the sort of thing that really needs its own movie if you're going to try to deal with it well.
I thought the black suit build-up was fantastic.
I thought they could have introduced it that way. Yeah.
Venom had like 5 minutes at the end of the film and just got squashed, essentially. And
Did you go see it this weekend?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I didn't like it.
No, I hated it. I did not like it at all. Did you feel the way that I was saying where, man, that whole up until that point, there was a point there because that first beginning, you know, the beginning of the film, that was Spider-Man 1 and 2. The little fight scene there between Osborn and Peter, Spider-Man 1 and 2. I felt like, okay, of course, good stuff.
And that was good in that way, but I wasn't wanting any more Spider-Man 1 and 2, man. I was wanting I wasn't wanting new Spidey, you know, brand new, just got his powers Peter Parker and still real insecure. I wanted the Spidey that cracks jokes and is a smart aleck and, you know, and goes all out. He's a real verbal guy. He's real outgoing in the Spidey outfit, mm-hmm. and he never has been in the movies.
That's true.
And that's like a key character trait. It's okay for it not to be there in the first movie because he was still kind of
getting used
Peter
to
Parker.
It.
Yeah. But man, by the third movie, by Green Goblin 2 and Venom and Sandman, he should be Spidey.
But that was horrible. And then there was this long, drawn out segment of when the black suit has completely consumed him.
Yeah.
Not Venom, not Brock, but Parker.
Yeah.
And he is this cocky, but dorky...
emo Parker.
Oh. Wasn't that horrible?
Yeah.
And then the whole thing and the bar and the dancing and... Oh, my Lord.
There was no reason for Gwen Stacy to be in that movie whatsoever.
Well, I could also argue that there's no reason for Mary Jane to be in that.
Right.
There's no reason for what's her name, Kirsten Dunst or whatever.
Well, you needed...
Well, you should be glad then that she's not going to be back if there's another movie.
Yeah. Somebody
told me that they're talking about making 3 more Spider-Man movies.
Yeah, we just heard that on our beginning of the show.
On the news?
No, on the little opener. I am a Marvel. I am a DC.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, he mentioned that. He's like, oh, we've got three more of my movies lined up because it's Spider-Man and Superman talking to each other.
Since it's radio. And
right, exactly. Sorry.
Right. Spider-Man.
I meant to go on, but my headphones were screwing up. But
not the best choice there for
Could have done some overdubs.
I didn't know exactly what was going on.
Hi, well, it's me, right. Spider-Man.
From now on, the openers are relegated to you. All right?
I think more Secrets of Modern Music. Scott.
No, I'm saying that's, sometimes I have no idea what we're going to use.
Yeah.
And so I have to search, and I'm like, is that good? Do I want that? I don't know. And I had seen this earlier in the week, and I thought, I can use that. It's a quick fix because I don't have a lot of time to get those things in there. On Friday or whenever I can get it done. So, if you find something, do it.
Most of the stuff you picked has been great.
Yeah.
Except for tonight, apparently.
It was funny. Where did it come from, though?
YouTube. Some guy made him up. He's made like a series of like a bunch of Marvel, Hyma, DC.
Right.
And it always involves Spider-Man and Superman. One of them's really funny because Superman's like, hey, didn't you get a kid in this film? He's like, yeah, I did. And he's like looking at the baby. He's like, I don't know what to do with it. Then he drops it. And he's like, uh-oh. it was a lot of fun. But again,
there's some kid called Brody in Mallrats that told me this couldn't happen. But
So anyway, let's take another quick break, and then we'll come back for our final segment here on In Game Chat on 1170 WACV. And welcome back to In-Game Chat, our very final segment here, and we're going to be headed out here in about 3.5 minutes. Three and a half minutes. It's odd to, calculate time backwards. Mm-hmm. A little different. But anyway, so what are you going to be, it's ridiculous. John, what are you going to be playing this weekend?
This weekend, not much, because tomorrow I'm driving to Tuscaloosa to graduate. And then Sunday I'll be packing to go to Kentucky. But once I get there, I plan to be playing some Zelda and some other things.
It's moving day tomorrow for some friends of mine.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like packing and moving and things like that. I don't like doing that stuff. Yeah. I don't like helping friends do it, to be honest with you. But it's out of a friendship thing, obviously. Because I figure one day... I'm going to have to move.
Right.
And I got a lot of stuff that I'm going to need help with. What do you got? Well, it's almost pointless asking Zilla as well, because she's going to be helping move as well tomorrow. What else are you going to be doing this weekend?
Well, I just wanted to let people know that we're playing the home game that Scott has mentioned his broken Xbox 19 times.
Really?
Yes.
Have you been counting?
Yes.
Look at her. Well, you're
I don't have anything to do.
I was going
to
say, you've been in the studio there. Boy, yeah. My Xbox 360 broke, and I hate that. 20. Wanted to make it an even 20. So, anyway, but what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Moving.
But Sunday comes around. What are you going to be doing then?
Going to be turning 25.
Oh, is it this Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. The birthday thing's next week. We're actually doing the thing next weekend. But
happy birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Zilla.
Ooh, big happy birthday there, Zilla. What are you going to be doing, Jeremy? Go ahead. Crackdown.
I don't know if I'll get much playing in, but if I
really?
Do, it'll be Crackdown. Yeah. Oh, okay. I got Megan this weekend, and we got Mother's Day on Sunday.
Oh, that's true.
Don't forget about Mother's Day if you've, got something to do for Mother's Day.
No.
So, there's a lot of people out there listening that, are probably busy playing Crackdown or something and might forget it's Mother's Day.
It is Mother's Day on Sunday, so happy Mother's Day to all the moms listening. Yeah. So I'm going to be playing the Forza 2 demo. I'm going to be playing Crackdown. I'm going to be playing Catan. I'm going to be playing, May 16th, Tuesday. No, Wednesday, we're getting the Halo 3 beta.
Oh.
That's right. Cool. See, you guys, you got to understand this. I was going to post this in the forums. I'm like, you guys have your planet side. You're hidden and dangerous. You guys have your moments from there. I only have my moments from the Halo parties that we used to have. And those are some great moments, and I hope that that we can have those same experiences as well, with just this beta, it's gonna be a lot of fun. So, but anyway, that's pretty much gonna wrap it up here for In-Game Chat episode number 15. Well, I appreciate everybody for tuning in and listening. Don't forget, Phil's got his show coming up. May already be on.